following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Sahana Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioTrend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The 2019 regular season's halfway over, and the 5-0 Bulldogs of Clay County High School have yet to taste defeat. Head coach Jake Johnson and his talented troop of ballers have captivated Bulldog Nation with their 35-6 homecoming heroics over Gordonsville last week. Tonight, the first game of fall finds VP 10th-ranked Black and Gold on the road in unfamiliar territory. An hour's westward journey's brought them to Westmoreland, Tennessee, and into the nest of the 3-2 Westmoreland High School Eagles, where the teams square off for the first time since 2006. Head coach Chad Perry and his AA squad will be the most formidable foe the team from Salina has faced thus far, and they're looking to rebound this week after being stung 44-6 by the Trailsdale County Yellow Jackets last Friday. Two heavyweights get ready to swap blows tonight, and the Bulldogs seek to maintain perfection as they meet the Westmoreland Eagles for the 17th time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
PDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dawgs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show and our sixth broadcast this season of live Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network. For the third time this year, we're on the road with the Dawgs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the exciting play-by-play action this season. I'm overjoyed to be joined by a man tonight who needs no introduction in Bulldog country, our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Overjoyed. Strong word, Daniel. Strong word. I appreciate it.
No problem. Also joining us is our booth commander, analyst, and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
Well, we finally got command of this booth up here, Daniel. Running a little late here and trying to find the right coordination for our hot spot. We've got her stuck out the window, so we're hoping that's going to work, aren't we?
We are. We are.
When I handed you that too before, I failed to tell you it had rat poison on one end of it.
Well, we hope it's going to hold out for the night. Another first here on the Horizon Sports Network tonight. There's been a lot this season with the new schedule and with the way the Dawgs are playing. But it's our inaugural trip over here to Westmoreland, and honestly, the first time I've ever been on this campus. Pretty nice digs over here.
It is. Been here a long time, but Clay County's not played them since 2006. And honestly, other than a two-year period in 5 and 6, you have to go back to 1986 until we played them before, so never during your time.
That's right. Been through here quite a bit, but never on the Eagle campus. Pretty good-looking stadium and field out here in front of us, and our westward journey probably wouldn't have taken but maybe a little over an hour. But as we always do, we tried to make of our what we got going on, Daniel. Everything looking pretty good?
It's looking good. Having some internet issues, but we're back up and running.
Good deal. Again, we try to make the most of our road trips and by cramming in a pregame meal, and this time we stopped over at the Grecian in Lafayette and pretty good grub over that way.
Well, a little seafood buffet is always good on a Friday.
Right, and there's no way around doing that because since it's part of you two guys' lucrative contracts here at the Horizon Sports Network, got to feed you fellas.
One of many perks.
All jokes aside, we couldn't do it without you two, and we appreciate the time you both put into it. And as I always say, there's no place I'd rather be than here alongside you two for another Football Friday night.
I'm with you. Exciting times.
And we've had a bird's eye view of what's shaping up to be a historic season for this group of Bulldogs. You talked about how they cracked the AP top 10, Daniel. But it seems like we say it every week, these guys just continue to impress. They keep getting it done, and I'm looking forward to this one tonight because these Eagles are no slouch.
They're a good football team. They're 3-2, lost to an excellent Livingston Academy team, and lost to an always excellent Trailsdale County Yellow Jacket team. Nothing to be ashamed of with losing to those two.
No, and like you talked about in the opener, could be the best opponent we've faced so far. There's somebody else that kind of continued to step up their game every week, and that's those who made our broadcast possible. And like we do every week, Daniel, we want to offer our sincere appreciation to them. They're our cornbread to our beans, so to speak, Daniel. We wouldn't have any beans without them. They make it all happen.
They do. All the sponsors, we appreciate them. There's a lot of them.
There is. We want to also ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the weekly newspaper. My family and I started a better part of 2 decades ago. And up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper and our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's historic homecoming win over Gordesville, where the Dawgs got to 5-0. 5-0. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Del Hall Horizon. The headline read, "Dogs get historic homecoming win over the Tigers." The story talked about how Clay County continued their historic march here last Friday night in front of a record crowd packing Joe Neil Eads Stadium, with a homecoming beatdown of Gordonsville to get to 5-0 for the first time since 1996. In an article, head coach Jake Johnson said the win was huge towards his team's goal of hosting the first ever playoff game at John Teeples Field. And he talked about how his team was in the driver's seat to get one of those top two seeds in the conference. But he also set a new goal too, Daniel. Now we're looking at the championship, because we're on our way to securing that home playoff game, he explained. These guys are winners, and they will do whatever it takes to win. So now let's just go win the whole region. All roads unofficially lead to Monterey right now. So Coach kind of fired up after that big win.
He was. I don't blame him. I look to be 9 or 8-0 going into that big Monterey game. That's why we take care of the next couple.
But he also let everybody know that there was a lot of football left to be played between now and that potential Region 4A title match looming a month from now, including tonight's big matchup here with the Eagles. They've done great things already, but we're just to the halfway point, Johnson cautioned. We're wanting to get excited and everything else, but the competition is definitely stepping up this week, and we got a long way to go. Daniel, I like the way Coach has set new goals for his team, but he wouldn't have the chance to do that without last week's big win. And what a win it was, as your summer's going to show.
It was a dandy, and you know what happened? Clay County struck first following an interception by freshman Jimmy Burchett that set the Dogs up near midfield. Freshman Alec Kerr and sophomore Carson Sharp both broke runs over 10 yards to get the 7-play, 52-yard scoring drive started before senior quarterback Jake Ashlock hooked up with junior wideout Bryson Burchett for 20 more to set up the game's opening touchdown. Ashlock took it from there by sneaking it across from a yard out, and freshman Keaton Arms added the two-point conversion to put Clay County up 8-9 with 4:38 remaining in the first quarter. Then after junior defensive force Dalton Goad forced the Tiger punt with a big third down sack, and Gordonsville returned the favor to the Dogs, the game tightened up. On the heels of a long completion, Gordonsville dented the scoreboard with a 2-yard touchdown to narrow Clay County's lead to 8-6, a score which remained when the halftime buzzer sounded. In the final two periods, the Dog defense got even more stingy, and the Clay County attack caught fire behind the superb offensive line play of Goad, junior Seth Eads, sophomore Wade Coons, and freshman John Hamilton and Levi Garrett, along with the blocking of senior fullback Wesley Walker. While all of Gordonsville's second-half drives came up empty after resulting in three punts, an interception by senior White Burks, and a pair of turnovers on downs, the Bulldogs lit up the scoreboard. Senior Will Ogletree sparked the first scoring drive of the third period with a 39-yard burst before Arms finished it off with his first career touchdown from 6 yards out to make it 14-6. Then, Kerr set the Dogs up on the Tiger 23-yard line with another explosive punt return, which led Ashok finding Bryson Burchett again on the first play of the fourth quarter, this time for a 6-yard touchdown. Kerr nailed the next two-point after attempts, and Ashok added a 20-yard rushing score at the 9:06 mark to surge the Dogs ahead 28-6, all before Ogletree added the exclamation point. Following a goal-line stand by the Bulldog defense, Clay County had intentions of running out the clock to secure the victory, but Ogletree had other plans. He burst through the line of scrimmage at the 3-yard line, muscled his way into the second level, and sprinted the length of the field into the history books by completing the longest scoring play from scrimmage in Bulldog history. Kerr then split the uprights a third straight time to account for the final margin. Clay County 35, Gordonsville 6.
Daniel, besides that play for the ages, Ogletree finished with a total of 192 yards and that touchdown on 9 carries, while Ashlock, who had 8 carries for 38 yards and the 2 touchdowns you talked about, Arms had 4 carries for 48 yards and his touchdown and 2-point conversion, and Sharp had 5 carries for 18 yards, while Kerr had 3 carries for 12 yards, and they all rounded out the 308 total yards rushing on 29 carries produced by Clay County. So a pretty good night on the ground for the Dogs, for sure. Ashlock went 5 for 12 with a touchdown and interception through the air for a total of 44 yards. He completed passes to Bryson Burchett, who caught 2 for 26 yards and a touchdown. Burks, 1 for 12 yards. Arms, 1 for 3 yards. And Ogletree, 1 for 3 yards. And the Dogs racked up a total of 352 yards on 41 offensive plays. Defensively, Burks and junior John Copeland led the way with 5 tackles each. Burks had another interception, his 2nd in a row, and Copeland's really coming on and had a sack in that contest also. While Walker, had Bryson and Jimmy Burchett, Sharp, Coons, all had 4 stops apiece. Walker 2 for loss, Jimmy Burchett's interception and a tackle for loss, and Coons had a TFL too. Arms also made 3 tackles, and Ogletree did the same, had a TFL. Gold had a sack. Kerr and freshman Joseph Markham all had 2 tackles, while Garrett and senior Wesley Huff both had 1. So a good night in the statistic column for all the Bulldogs. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like we went through in your Dell Hollow Horizon newspaper. And right now, we always like to ask you to tell your friends we're on the air. Send them a link top of the page you're listening to. Copy it, text it, put it on Facebook, whatever you can for us. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Eagles here on the road in Westmoreland on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was born. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, View our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made 21 appearances in the Heated West of Way playoffs, first in 1983 and most recently last year in 2018. Their playoff record is 8-21.
Tired of running
the
around.
The furthest advancement that they've had was in the semifinals in 1985. The Eagles have made 26 playoff appearances, first in 1977, and most recently last year in 2018. Westmoreland has a playoff record of 21-26. Their furthest advancement is the semifinals in both 1977 and 1986. These teams are meeting for the 17th time in their histories, first squaring off all the way back in 1973. The Bulldogs' largest margin of victory came in 1981's Wilson World Mid-State Bowl, where they defeated the Eagles 48-12. The Eagles' largest margin of victory was 60-9 when the teams last met in 2006. The longest winning streak of the series is owned by Westmoreland, and they ride their five consecutive wins into the ninth contest over the Bulldogs, and that dates back to 1983. Overall, the Black and Gold have a 7-9 record against Westmoreland. We do have a few individual stat leaders. I'll give you the first two, and then Thomas will share some. First of all, 1979, rushing yardage, the individual leader against Westmoreland, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Dwayne McLaren, who rushed for 200 on the ground in that one, his senior year, I believe.
What a game.
Also, passing yardage, Gary Spark Short, younger brother of Roger. 1983 is when Spark did it, 245 yards, Thomas, through the air against the Eagles.
A 200-yard game for the Bulldogs is pretty big, passing anytime. Good job there by Spark. Passing TDs didn't go to him. This was a big game in 1981 from quarterback Gary Eads to receiver Al McLaren. Both of them had, of course, three touchdowns because they hooked up for all three of them in 1981. And then your sack leader against the Eagles, 1982, Tom White had four sacks. And we all know what a big number that is, Daniel.
Don't go kind of game.
It is.
We're going to go to break. Be right back. Give you another portion of About a Bulldog History.
Trying to find everything you need for a project or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show and About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. So now we continue highlighting a black and gold squad that is celebrating either a lustral, ending in 5, or decadal, ending in 0 anniversary. Last week's team was 1964, who is celebrating their 55th anniversary. So now we turn the spotlight onto the 1969 team, who's celebrating, well, I've got the, or their 55th, I'm sorry, 1964 is celebrating their 55th. Tonight's team, 1969, is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Pretty good football team. They had a 5-4 record, scored 16.2 points per game. Pretty stingy defensively, only gave up 8.9 points a game, and that was good enough to rank them 9th all-time in the history of Clay County football, Salina football, whatever you want to call it. Overall, this is a team that ranked around 25th of our 80 or so teams. A pretty strong team, Thomas, and there's a lot of names on it that you're going to share.
Yeah, another one of those that I'm glad we're getting to talk about here. Fell outside of that Horizon Sports Network top 10 in our power rankings, but one that definitely deserves some recognition is this 1969 team. And, you know, we talked about another 50th anniversary with our friend Terry Everett last week, same year as his state championship at South Pittsburgh. These guys were having success in Salina, and they were led, well, not led, but there were 8 freshmen on the team. And they included Ed Smith, James Strong, Jimmy Swanger, John Overstreet, Mike Daniels, Paul Davis, Perry Scott, and Robert Craighead. So already some names that people will recognize there, Daniel, in the freshman group. And then a huge class of sophomores. You don't see a class this big, really, at the single A level right now, for sure. 14 of them. Benny Maxfield, father of a longtime coach here in Salina and Clay County, David Maxfield. And, of course, we all know about his sons and how they played here. So another football name, Benny McLaren, Bobby Arms, Clark Smith, Danny Brown, Danny Richardson, which is a brother of the legendary Russell Richardson, Danny Sherrill, Jackie Heston, Leo Bowles, Mike Bailey of Bank of Salina fame, of course, Steve Holt, Steve Monroe, Tim Turner, and Wayne Key. I bet those guys had some success as they moved on up into the upper class, Daniel. And then we have 5 juniors, and they were Charles Savage. A lot of people know Charles, Dale Beatty, Gary Austin, who we lost just recently, and your dad, Daniel, Jerry Strong, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, and Mike Barlow, who's known for a big play. I remember you bringing his name up quite a bit. Maybe a punt return?
I had a 90-yard punt return against Gordon. We talked about
right.
That last week. Yeah.
I think that's right. And then they were led by 8 seniors, and that was Champ Ed Clark, Dickie Cherry, Greg Black. We've always heard about the athlete he is. Hall of Famer Larry Austin.
Great quarterback.
He was. Lynn Strong. And then somebody near and dear to my heart, and that's Coach Randall Walker. You know, he and Dennis Smith and Joe Nell Eads were – and Mr. David Threet was my coaches, and Coach Walker was also a good football player and led this team as a senior. Ricky Mabry and Mr. Stephen Chitwood, our cheerleader coach, long time here, a great player and a long time faculty member here at Salina and Clay County High School.
Former principal.
That's right.
Mr. Chitwood was an all Upper Cumberland member of that team, along with a few others, but I know he was one of them.
He was, and of course, led by the legendary John Teeples, who the field's named after at Clay County High School. And I think, Daniel, you said this was his final season at the helm.
It was. He took over as head coach in 1955, coached through 1969, his last year, 15 years as head coach, longest tenured, went out with a pretty good group here.
He did, and assisted by Joe Nell Eads, who the stadium's named after in Salina. And then I had 2 managers, and this is a name I know my father-in-law is going to know, Paul Pierpoint. He was a fixture at Horse Creek Dock for years and years down there with Mitch Massengill and Jack Huddleston and the crew. And then the other manager was Roger Walker.
We'll take a little look at their schedule. They opened up the season with a close loss to Livingston, 8-14. Then they went on a pretty long win streak. They beat Baxter 8-0, beat Gordonsville 38-0. Beat Monterey 34-9, beat Piggott County 42-9. Then they lost 3 in a row, lost to Trousdale 0-28, lost a close one to Smith County 0-7, got beat by York Institute 6-25, had another win then against Tennessee Vocational School. And if you're not familiar with that, that would be the modern-day Taft Youth Center. They have stopped playing football at this point, but beat those guys 10-6. And they were scheduled to play Jackson County in the 10th and final game of the year. And you've got to remember, their first week would have been September, the first Friday in September probably. So this would have been into November, likely the second week. It was canceled due to snow back in 1969. So they had a 9-game season. This was the first year of the TWSWA playoffs. Only, I think, 4 teams were selected from single-A ball. Very elite club. We did not make the playoffs, of course, that year. But a very good season for these 1969 Bulldogs. The cheerleaders.
Let me interrupt you on that schedule. Something that jumps out at me that these dogs would love to replicate. You know, they beat Gordonsville 38-0. Well, we got them 35-6. They also got Monterey 34-0. Wouldn't we like to see that score here next month?
Definitely would. Cheerleaders from that year: Janet Long, Brenda White, Joy Short, Janice Shaw, Suzanne Rich, Linda Napier, my mom, Jackie Allred, Wanda Carmack, and the football queen that year, one of those cheerleaders, and that was Joy Short. Now, something of interest in that 1969-1970 yearbook was Clay County High School was celebrating 50 years at that point in time. Of course, we're celebrating 100 this year.
Sure.
We're not, 2019. It was founded in 1919. They actually had a bit of a centennial, or a half a centennial, whatever you call it, football queen that year, in addition to Joy Short, and that one was Amy Weaver. She was the centennial football queen, so they had both of those in addition to a homecoming queen.
You know, good to see Joy. She's a beautiful woman now, and she definitely was back then. Known Joyce a long time through my friend Alan Hayes, and neat to see her photo from back in the day.
All right, this has been about a Bulldog history. We were thrilled to talk about the 1969 football squad. It's been brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience,
and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here on the CarQuest Free Game Show, and it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
All right, guys, go over a few of the Week 5 scores. Was it Week 5, I think?
That's right.
Monroe County, Kentucky played Clinton County, Kentucky, our first two opponents, and Monroe came out on top, 28-14.
Wow, that surprised me a little.
Me too. When I saw the score, I was a little surprised by it.
Right.
So that moved Monroe to 2-3 on the year, and Clinton County fell to 1-2. This week, Monroe is at Greene County. Clinton County hosts Metcalf County. So that's the Kentucky football report. Now we'll get to the Tennessee part. Joe Burns got their first win of the year at Red Bull and Springs by a score of 44-14. Put them at 1-4. Tonight they are at East Robertson.
They could easily go 6-4.
They could. We said they were the best 0-3 team we'd seen when we went up there. And Coach, I think that was one of your bold predictions last week, that they would get their first win.
I don't know how bold it was, Thomas, but I did mention it, I believe. Cumberland County High School fell to 0-5 after they lost 48-12 to Macon County. This week they're at Walker Valley. Of course, Gordonsville was at Clay County, and they fell 35-6. They're 1-4 overall, and they host a good friend of mine's high school, Sean Basler's athletic director at Coalfield. So they are playing in the central time zone tonight.
Well, that talk about kind of a, I don't know, what you call that, a historic matchup, really, of two storied programs in Class
playoff
A.
Several times.
Class
times.
A football many right times. There, Coalfield and Gordonsville.
I heard a bit of a, it's the rumor mill, but I heard that Coalfield was a potential opponent for the Dogs coming up in 2 years, maybe. Maybe talk about trying to have a series with them.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it. These Westmoreland Eagles fell last week 44-6 to Trousdale. They are currently set at 3-2. Pickett County lost to Monterey 63-16. They're currently 1-4. Tonight they're at Sail Creek.
Down at Finley Stadium, I guess.
I assume they're going to be playing at Finley Stadium, yes. White County got a win last week over Walker Valley, 32-29, puts the surprising Warriors at 3-2 on the season.
They historically not great, but what they've done is gave them some winning ways. That's what you do to try to bring your program back.
Oh, man.
I believe they have a new coach, and I think he's getting some kids to play that hadn't played the last few years, and they're turning in the right direction. They're at York tonight. Monterey High School defeated Pickett 63-16. They are 5-0, and I'm tired of talking about their schedule, quite frankly.
Well, I've talked about the sweets, the oatmeal and such. I think it's just mashed potatoes from here on out.
Tonight they play host to Blue Devils of Jackson County. Red Bull and Springs, 0-4 on the year, fell to Joe Burns 44-14. They're at Oakdale tonight. I have no prediction on that one. I don't know. Dogs opponents?
What are you talking about?
Oh, Red Bull and Oakdale. I favor the Red Dogs.
I knew you would. I think it's going to be a barn burner.
It should.
Dogs opponents were 4-6 last week, 17-30 overall on the season. Region 4A standings real quick. Clay County Monterey tied at first place, 2-0 and 5-0 overall. Third place, Gordonsville Joe Burns tied at 1-1 and 1-4 overall. The fifth place, I guess, Pickett County is 0-2, 1-4 overall, and Red Bull and Springs bringing up the rear at 0-2 and 0-4, guys.
Kind of the region update?
Nothing this week. We're gonna wait a week.
Okay.
We're gonna wait a week. Yeah.
Fair enough.
We'll go week 7 on that. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. about 21 minutes from kickoff. We hope you stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Lieber, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Westmoreland, where the 5-0 Dogs will take on the 3-2 Eagles to try to remain unbeaten. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior lineman Jonathan Maynard for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, you do it every week, and we appreciate you letting us come over.
Hey, always welcome, my friend.
And Jonathan, good to have you here, too.
I'm glad to be here.
Coach, I don't know, what can I say that hadn't been said about last week? Huge, historic, whatever you want to call it. What a win you guys had over Gordonsville last Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, yet again, it was a team effort. You know, Ogletree had some really great success, predominantly in the second half. But, you know, it was a tight game going into the half. We made some adjustments. Our kids responded. But, you know, at the end of the day, like these kids do every week, they find a way and they will themselves to victory.
And, Jonathan, what a senior year this has been so far. That win over the Tigers, you know, I said it on the broadcast, I never got to do that in my career. There's a whole lot of Bulldogs that haven't gotten to beat Gordonsville. That had to feel good, man.
Oh, yeah, it does feel good. I've never really felt like this in a very long time when it comes to football. I mean, I know that we were always known for not having a good football team, and I'm glad that we have the team members we do, and I'm glad we have the coach that we got right now because, I mean, we work hard, we practice hard, and we play hard.
Yes, sir, and, you know, I don't say we've never had a good football team. We've got a little history.
We've had a good football team.
But anyway, you're right. You guys are on the cusp of bringing Bulldog football back, and
And that's huge, Coach.
Well, you know, that's what we set out to do. And, you know, like we had said earlier, we've got a lot of legacy guys. I mean, that's the best way of putting it. But, you know, we've got a lot of guys, I mean, stepping up in every position. You know, John has really came along and helped us out, especially we getting that big goal line, short yardage package. And, you know, he's spelled goat sometimes at nose guard to really plug up the middle. And he's done a phenomenal job.
He has, and that was my next question. You know, John's played some big minutes for you. You just mentioned it. Talk about that heavy set when he comes in and what he means to that.
Well, you know, every time we run that, you know, it's almost a guaranteed 3-4. And, you know, that's what we're looking for when we get into that. I know, I guess the statistics kind of bumped up on average yards per carry last week in that set, but, you know, it's something we really rely on, you know, week to week.
And, John, I know you may not start, but sometimes it's about finishing. And I see you in there at the end of the games leading the way for Will Ogletree in that heavy set. And, you, in my opinion, you played a huge role.
I wouldn't take it as a huge role. I'll take it as everyone else doing their job and Will actually running as hard as possible. I mean, he's a good player, he's a good teammate, and I'm glad he did the thing that he did. I was just there to block him.
And you were part of, you know, Will had now holds the longest play from scrimmage, the longest scoring play from scrimmage in Bulldog history. How'd it feel to get off your block and look up and see him sprinting down the field?
If you want the honest truth, as soon as I saw that, first thing I checked for was the flags.
Right?
I was praying that there was no flags, and as soon as he made that touchdown, it felt like a little kid getting a puppy for Christmas. It was great.
It was, and not just for you, for us in the booth, for Coach on the sidelines, for the entire crowd. Talk about that play, Coach. I mean, the longest play in history of Bulldog football.
Well, you know, if you'd have told me that it would have came off of a fullback dive, I probably wouldn't have believed you.
Right.
But, you know, and it was Will had a phenomenal night, and that was really the exclamation point, you know, I think, to his night. But, you know, it started with the dudes up front.
No doubt.
And, you know, not to take anything away from Will, he is a very, very hard runner. He's hard to bring down. But, you know, we mashed him. Especially in the second half, I feel like we owned the line of scrimmage.
No doubt about it. And we talked about John's prowess there, blocking. But, you know, he's always ready when you call his number. And he's done a good job coming in several games this year, like you said, stopping up the middle. And this could be a week where we're going to need Big John to stop this running attack of Westmore.
Absolutely. And, you know, they're old school. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. They've done it, and they've done it for a long time. You know, offensively, they get in there and just try to run it right at your face. It's old school ground and pound.
And, John, this is kind of a tough one where you got to get back up after that emotional win last week. But to me, that's where you and the senior group kind of shine with your leadership. How are you, Jake, Wyatt, Will, Wesley, and the rest of the crew kind of keeping everybody motivated for this one?
In practice, even when we do something wrong or something bad, we're always there for each other, picking each other up, telling us, hey, you know, it's practice, that's what it's for, it's to get us better. What we need to do is do 100% at practice so we can do 100% in the game.
Right, and, you know, you got a lot of young guys, and everybody talks about how these freshmen have come in and played well. I think you guys need to take a little credit for that, too. You kind of welcomed them in and ushered them along and kind of took them under your wing. Talk about those guys a little bit.
They're great people. For a freshman going up against people about twice their size or older than them, they still have the courage enough to look them in the eye and say, I ain't scared of you,
right,
and then make the tackle or get the pick and run for a touchdown.
Right. They've been a great addition to this team. And across the board, Coach, you got to talk about what these guys have accomplished so far. I mean, they're 5-0 for the first time in, I don't know, 2 decades. But we talked about the newspaper. There's still a long way to go.
Yeah, we're only at the midpoint. You know, if we can continue the path we're on, you know, we're going to do great things. But we're still just at the midway point. You know, I feel like we got a little momentum, got a little confidence. You know, going back, you know, we talk about the young guys all the time, but the most underrated statistic with these seniors is the leadership. You know, somebody has got to pull them along and say, hey, this is how we do things. This is how we, and that's where these guys, I feel like, are not spoken of much.
Right.
That's huge. You know, somebody's got to show them the way.
Well, and that's what I was trying to get out of him, but he's not going to take any credit for it, as are none of them.
No, they won't.
Just a great group of seniors you got.
Absolutely. The leadership in that locker room, our team chemistry, it's hard to find it any better anywhere else.
Coach, we better move on to the Eagles. They're a pretty solid team, only have two losses to a couple of class teams in the area. Tell us a little bit about Westmoreland.
You know, once again, old school, they're very good at what they do. And, you know, Westmoreland predominantly always their best player usually is their fullback. And that is the case in this point in time. Not to say that they're bad anywhere else. But, you know, very, very solid, very fundamental, very physical and aggressive. It's going to be a test. You know, we let them get rolling. It's going to be a fight. And it's hard to go to Westmoreland and play historically.
And, John, I'm sure Coach has got you guys schemed up. But what's the vibe amongst this team around the locker room this week? Everybody fired up to get to 6-0?
A little bit, but we try to not get too pumped up because you never know what's going to happen. You don't want to get stuff over your head. Just because you're 5-0, even if we went up against probably the worst football team ever, you know, they could still throw that one pass and make that touchdown. And it's always that one game that could put everyone down. So we've been keeping it at a minimum and just going through the motions as it is.
Sounds good. Coach, give me one thing. What we got to do tonight at Westmoreland to keep this thing rolling?
Well, make the best opportunities when we get with the football because they are going to try to clock us. You know, that's something we've got to do offensively is put up points and, you know, just limit the runs. Don't get lulled to sleep in the secondary whenever they hit us with a play-action pass. And just, hey, come ready to play. They're going to be physical.
Sounds good, and we're looking forward to it. Guys, appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. And the second week in a row, had a great interview here with a young man. Appreciate that, John, and you coming over. Folks, we'll be back here next week with Coach Johnson to preview the Dogs' home game with Pickett County. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Welcome back to the Carquest Pregame Show. It's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, let's get started on the offensive side.
Well, first of all, I want to comment again on the interview. Was 2 weeks in a row we've had two fine young men that have really done a great job there, and it's a pleasure to have Big John over with us. And, you know, Coach kind of touched on it right there. Got to score some points tonight, Daniel. I think this Westmoreland team, they're going to put up a few points. They run the ball right at you. They run a wing tee, kind of like that heavy set we run, and line them up and just say, hey, here we come. So, but I also think that, you know, we're going to slow them down a little bit. So offensively, to me, it's just more of the same. You know, it hit the Ogletree up the middle a little bit. Maybe a little more to the edge with Kerr and Sharp. We haven't really seen them in the last few games. Use our speed to get on the edge and get it in the end zone.
Okay, well, what about on the defensive side against this Eagle attack?
Well, we haven't seen an attack like this. The closest thing that we thought we were going to see like it was Joe Burns. But as you know, it didn't end up being that kind of game. They had to go to the air. I think you're going to see the prowess of defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson tonight. You know, we've been in that three-man front most of the season. Word is he's going to kind of amoeba change that into a 50 front, walk some linebackers up on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, Alec Kerr, I think, is going to play a big key tonight, coming up from his safety spot. Not much of a threat to pass, but, you know, Kerr's not got a whole lot of size, but he's got as much grit as anybody on the field. I think you're going to see him walked up in the box quite a bit, and if they get to that second level, Kerr's going to bring them to the ground. So this Bulldog defense is the identity of this team. Tonight, we're going to have to lean on them.
Okay, overall.
Overall, I think you got to go back to how much effort was put into that win last week. The Gordonsville game, that was the one that was marked on the calendar all year long. We hadn't beat them in I don't know. You'll have to tell me, Daniel. I forget. We've done
since 2008.
We've done so many firsts this year.
Yeah.
That was just another one of them. So, you know, not have a letdown from that Gordonville game, not look over this. This is a non-conference game, but as Coach said in the newspaper, he's got a team of winners. I think Clay County finds a way tonight. And what could be a close ball game for a while, we put up enough points, I think we get them by two touchdowns in the end.
Sounds great to me, folks. That has been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Westmoreland skies and bring in the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently is 81 degrees. At halftime, it'll be 78. At the end of the game, still a pretty warm 77. Humidity here in Westmoreland is 69%. 1/100th of an inch of rain has fallen here today. There is a 15% chance throughout the contest and a 3-mile-per-hour wind out of the south-southeast. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for the full coverage final word. We ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashlock Strong Insurance. Coach, it's time for you to cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, guys, I think tonight to cover all bases tonight, I think that the Dogs have got to put last week's big historic win, as we said in the Horizon newspaper, put it behind them. Focus on this non-region game.
use it as a measuring stick to see where we stand a little bit. You talked earlier about the ranking, first time they've been ranked in a few years. Ignore the ranking. They're not going to get any trophies in September. Stick to the game plan. I think tonight is assignment football because of the the offense that Westmoreland runs. I think it's assignment football. Everybody has a job to do. They've got to be disciplined and in order to stop their Westmoreland's offensive attack.
All right. Pretty good report there, Coach. That is the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now as we're about 15 seconds from this pregame show expiring. Stay with you and give you the starting lineups. Clay County is going to be receiving to start off this contest. We'll start on the offensive side. These are brought to you by State Farm and their local agent, Andrew Locke. Offensive line up front, left to right. Wade Coons, Levi Garrett, Seth Eads, Dalton Gold, and John Hamilton. Receivers, Whitebergs, Bryson Burchett, Jimmy Burchett. Fullback, Wesley Walker. Running backs, we'll see a rotation of Will Ogletree, Carson Sharp, and Alec Kerr. And the quarterback, Jake Ashlock. We'll go ahead to the defensive side now. Nose guard, Dalton Gold. Defensive tackles, Wesley Walker and Wade Coons. Inside backers, Whitebergs, John Copeland and Keaton Arms. Outside backers, Bryson Burchett, Joseph Markham. Cornerbacks, Carson Sharp and Jimmy Burchett, accompanied by safety, Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. We are here at Westmoreland High School tonight, getting ready for kickoff. If you can hear us right now, I know we've been experiencing some internet troubles tonight going in and out. If you lose the feed, as soon as this thing goes final, a full uninterrupted recording will be available there below the live player on the website. So if we're having difficulty, we apologize. It is football time here in Westmoreland, Tennessee. The 5-0 Bulldogs, the visiting team, dressed in white jerseys with black numerals. They wear black helmets with black pants. The 3-2 Westmoreland Eagles, the home team, they'll be kicking off from right to left. They're dressed in all red from head to toe. They are a good football team. It's going to be a dandy between two excellent Middle Tennessee football programs tonight. Westmoreland, a double-A squad. Obviously, Clay County, a single-A squad. Go ahead, Tom.
As you look out on the teams as they line up, Daniel, very similar, as Coach Jake Johnson said, in size, probably speed and strength. This should be a pretty equal matchup, as you say, here tonight.
I think it will. Deep to receive for Clay County's Alec Kerr. He stands at the Bulldog 11, where he awaits the kick. Westmoreland, as we say, kicking from right to left. Clay County going to be traveling left to right during the first quarter. It's a deep kick. Kerr's going to have a good chance at it. Fields it at the 12. Here he comes. 20, 25, 30, 35, still on his feet. Up to around the 40 where he's brought down. Clay County's going to take over at their own 39-yard line to start this possession. They're going to be 61 yards away from the end zone. 11:51 on the clock as they take over.
See what Coach Jake Johnson's got in mind here against this Eagle defense, Daniel. Had a lot of success last week with multiple formations. Still haven't really found an identity for this team unless it's Will Ogletree, and he's been the leading rusher the last few weeks. That may be where we start, Daniel.
Clay County at the line, two wideouts to either side, Ashlock in the gun, Ogletree at his left hip. Junior says he snaps it, quarterback keeper left side, Ashlock lowers the shoulder, picks up 3 yards as he advances up to the Bulldog 42-yard line, setting up second and 7.
A nice, simple start there from Coach Johnson, just straight up the gut, direct snap to Ashlock, following that big left-hand side, and a good gainer on first down.
11:25 and ticking. Bulldogs, Bray Cuddle, Bryson, and Jimmy Burchett to the right, along with Alec Kerr. They're all in a little stack formation. Whitebergs, the lone receiver to the left. Ashlock rolls to his right, looks to pass. Screen pass set up to Will Ogletree. He catches it, has got box, 50, 45, 40, down to the 30, now to the 20, weaving in and out. Cram, who runs over a man, all the way down, inside the 10-yard line of the Eagles. A huge pickup. We'll have to check the official spot. It looks like it sets at the Eagle 11. It originated from the Bulldog 42, and you talk about flipping the field. Here we go. First and 10 from the 11. Quickly now, the dogs at the line. Two wide outs to the side. Ogletree motions out. Empty set. Ashok with it. Quarterback keeper. At the 10, down towards the 5 is the big quarterback. They do spot him, I believe, directly on top of the 5-yard line. Pick up a 6, setting up 2nd and 4 on this drive.
What a call, head coach Jake Johnson there on the screen, Daniel. Westmoreland thought they had Ashlock, had a bead on him. He dumped it right over to Ogletree, and we know what he does when he gets it in his hands. And you can't forget Wade Coons, 60 yards down the field blocking somebody to get Ogletree down there.
Keaton Arms in at quarterback, heavy set in front of him. Quarterback keeper, Arms goes to the right side. He's at the 5, gets into the end zone. Clay County executing a beautiful 4-play drive. They score with only a minute and 48 seconds going off this first quarter clock, 6-9 off the talented freshman's quarterback keeper.
You know, I knew they needed to score some points, Daniel, but I didn't know they were going to do it that quick. It's set up by the big play from Ashlock to Ogletree, and you got to love the freshman in that heavy set. Won't be denied down on the goal line.
Extra point attempts away by Kerr. Beautiful. No, they say it's not beautiful. No good. Clay County leads 6-0 at the 10-12 mark of this first quarter. Stay with us.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
We're back here at West Point High School. Currently off the air, I think. However, we are still recording, so this will be on our playback. We're going to make sure that we've still got that. Clay County kicks it off. Kerr's kick goes out of bounds. Westmoreland going to take over in pretty good field position to start this one. They'll have it at the Eagle 35 after the penalty is exacted for Kerr's kick going out of bounds. Time for this outstanding Clay County defense to take the field. They have given up 14 points through the first half of this season. They're on a pace right now. They're giving up 2.9 a game. No team in history has given up less than 3 a contest. A lot of season left to play. Playoffs coming too. But at this point in time, through 5 games, they're looking great.
Been really impressed with the defensive squad, Daniel. Just night in and night out, they get the job done.
Westmoreland has it, 1st and 10. Quarterback's under center. Give to the wing back. He's around the right side of his offensive line. Not much there. Tackle is going to be made and recorded. And we're going to credit Will Ogletree, the senior linebacker, with a stop. 2nd play of the drive coming for Westmoreland. I'll pull out my roster here. Try to bring you names. Ball carry on that one with Seth Woodard, a senior. Eagles break huddle and approach the line. They'll be running a wing T set most of the night. Quarterback number 12, Riker Hodge, is under center. Hodge with it. It's a reverse coming around the outside, now the left side. 1st down and more for the Eagles across midfield before being tackled by Alec Kerr out of bounds. Ball carrier Quentin Sizemore, another senior. This Westmoreland team has a lot of upperclassmen. While Clay County is a very young team, we know that. 1st down for the Eagles. 3rd play of the drive coming. The ball rests at Bulldog territory now at the 46. A completely alien-looking offense to Clay County. Westmoreland this time, a wide out to either side, wing back to either side, and a fullback beside Hodge, who's in the gun. Gets the snap. Hodge hands off to wingback, cuts back north and south. Tackle for loss made. Dalton Gold return the, no, Wade Coons. The sophomore Wade Coons coming in with the big stop. A loss of two for the Eagles. The sophomore with a lot of authority on that tackle. Ball now at the Bulldog 48. Hodge in the gun, wide out to either side, wing to either side. Here's the snap, quick pass, ball's out thrown into the flat. Missed tackle by Carson Sharp. Made tackle immediately afterward by Alec Kerr. We have it now, the Eagles, third and four. Ball at the Bulldog 39, quick hand up to the fullback. He picks up the first down before the tackle's made by White Burke. First down for the Eagles. They are moving this football down the field against the Bulldogs. They prepare for the sixth play of this drive. Two wideouts to the right, a wing to the right, tight end left. Hodge in the gun, tailback at his right hip. Hodge rolls to his right, looks to pass, ball's away. It's caught for 3 to 4 yards. Nice tackle quickly made by a Bulldog, and we do have that tackler down. It is Carson Sharp. Sharp records the stop, Joseph Markham. Westmore playing quickly again. Hodge steps up under center. Two wides and a wing to the left. Hand off to the fullback. Test the middle. Nothing doing there. Tackle made by White Burks. Going to be third. Third and about six for the Eagles. Eighth play of the drive coming. They slow the pace a little bit. 7:45 and ticking on this first quarter clock. Bulldogs in front, 6-9. Hopefully this is still recording, and we'll have a full intact broadcast available to replay at DaleHallHorizon.com. Hodge in the gun, tight end to the side, wing to the side, motion behind the fullback, penalty flags fly, I believe two men in motion perhaps against the Eagles. Tough to run a wing tee offense and not get a penalty every now and then. Got to be very disciplined with all those motions. And we do see 5 yards being stepped off against the Eagles. Sets it up at the Bulldog 35, 3rd and 11. Still waiting on this eighth play of the drive. Clay County with an exciting four-play drive. Primarily, most of the yards picked up on that screen pass to Will Ogletree. Got down there, Keaton Arms able to take it in for the 5-yard touchdown. Eagles trying to tie it up now. Hodge hands off to a running back. He's around the left side of his offensive line. Stops made by Carson Sharp, and a beauty of a tackle it was. Setting up fourth and pretty long for the Eagles. It is 4-down territory, though, as they have it setting at the Bulldog 33-yard line. Fourth and what we're going to call 8. 25 seconds on the play clock. Plenty of time for the Eagles to get their call in and get to the line. 6:40 and ticking on the game clock here in this first quarter. Big play. Either the Eagles continue the drive or the Bulldogs turn them over on downs. Hodge goes under center. Double wing set. A wing in motion from right to left. Fake to the fullback. Quarterback keeper. He's hit, but he shakes the tackle. He's stopped very close to the first down mark. Possible measurement coming. He looks short to me by about a yard. It is Clay County football. Stop made by Jimmy Burchett, the freshman, sticking his nose in there, turning the Eagles away on the ninth play of their opening drive. Clay County takes over. 6:18 on the first quarter clock. The ball sets at the Bulldog, 26. First and 10, three wide to the left, two to the right. Empty set, Ashlock in the gun, awaits the snap from Seth East. He gets it, quarterback keeper up the gut. He's up to the 30, 35, still on his feet, brought down. Close to the first down for Ashlock. They spread out the Eagle defense pretty thin, had an advantage in the box, and were able to pick up the first down on what was going to be a pretty good gain for Ashlock. It does set now at the Bulldog 37. Pickup of 11 for Ashlock on first down. Penalty now for the Bulldogs on first and 10. Whistles blew right before the snap.
Daniel, I believe we've got a good connection going now. Tell me about that Ashlock run.
Picked up 11 on first down.
All right.
Going to try to let a few of our listeners know that have been messaging us that we're off there or that we're back on. A lot of folks don't tune in a little bit later anyway, so hopefully too many folks haven't been to turn. First and 15. Ball at the Bulldog, 32. Ashlock in the gun. Empty backfield. Quarterback keeper again. Nice little pickup for Ashlock.
Little brother says we're good. I'm glad to hear that from John Weaver down there in Lebanon, Tennessee. Swapped over to a different type of Wi-Fi here, Daniel, and hopefully that's going to get us through the rest of the way.
There are a few folks that have us back on. Let your family and friends know we're live here from Westmoreland, and the Clay County's in front, 6-9. 5:19 on the clock, 2nd-9, ball at the Bulldog, 38. Here's the snap, swing pass to Ogletree, almost intercepted. Almost the important work. It was not. Clay County still in possession, 3rd-9. Coach Edwards, that made me nervous a little.
Yeah, just defensive back just read it and jumped in front of it there.
Ball's at the Bulldog, 38. 3rd-9 for Clay County. 5:12 on the clock after that incomplete pass. Eagles look like they're running an odd front on defense. Perhaps a 3-3 stack similar to us. Two wide either side for Clay County. Alec Kerr in motion. He's going to throw the ball. He was handed a jet sweep. Throws it downfield to Bassam Merchant, who couldn't hang on. There is a penalty flag on the field. If it's against Clay County, I feel like Westmoreland will decline this, putting the Bulldogs in a 4th-and-9 situation instead of giving them 3rd-and-long.
That's the way you draw it up right there, Daniel. Coach Jake Johnson going into his bag of tricks there, had Burchett wide open down the sideline. Just got a sprint out of that one. I think if Burchett drops his head and sprints under it, and Alec Kerr takes a little off of it, it's a completion. But just didn't work out on the big trick play there.
Looks like Kirk could play quarterback with
he
that
did. Arm. A lefty, too.
4th-and-9, punting situation. Whistles do blow on the field again, however. It was a holding penalty that was declined by the Eagles. Ball at the Bulldog, 38. Clay County is in front, 6-0. Ashlock drops deep to kick. Jimmy Burchett and Carson Sharp split out wide to the right. We have seen them fake before. I don't think we will here, though. Here's the snap. Ashlock gets the kick away. It's a nice one. Eagle return man fields it at his own 25. Here he comes upfield. Has 5 yards before he's hit. Shakes the tackle. Brought down by Carson Sharp.
Nice play by the sophomore right there, Daniel. Had him on the first stab. Just barely missed him and then came back and made the play. Way to stick with it there for Carson Sharp.
Great hustle by the young man. Westmoreland going to take over for their second possession of this contest. 4:52 on this first quarter clock. Clay County in front, 6-9. Eagles have it at their 30, 70 yards away from the end zone. We've seen this Westmoreland offense have some success on that opening drive. Hopefully they won't this time. Wide out to the left. Two tight end set. Double wing set. With a fullback behind Hodge, who's under center. Snap to Hodge. Hands off to the fullback. Tackle made by Wyatt Burks. Had some help on it, but he was the primary stopper. 2nd down. Pick up of 1 for the Eagles. They've got it 2nd-9. Ball sets at their 31-yard line. Clay County's defense trying to settle in here, get used to seeing this double-wing attack of the Eagles. They ran wing T for a long time over here, similar to Trousdale County, if you're familiar with watching them over the years. Single wide out to the left, 2 wings, fullback behind Hodge, who's under center. They look to pass, balls away, incomplete. Had the receiver, however, they could not hook up. 3rd-9 after the incomplete pass.
Daniel, apologize for hanging in you out to dry here early on in this one. You're doing a great job doing this one solo. pretty good start for Clay County, in my opinion, here. Got on the board and holding this Westmoreland attack.
to the middle of the field.
They have done a nice job. We've tried to make sure and call all the particulars of where the ball's at. That way, when we go back, we can get those missing stats.
That's right.
Third and nine, Eagles with it. Hodge under center, fullback and tailback behind him. Tall sweep to the right to the big fullback. He's a load, but he's brought down. No, he breaks the tackle. What a run. Still going to be short of the first. What a powerful run by that fullback. I think his number was 10. If so, that would mean they don't have a 10 on the roster. 18. Tyson Ledoux, another senior. A lot of seniors in this Eagle backfield.
That's the sixth ball carrier of the night for Westmoreland. Six different guys have carried it.
Balanced attack. Fourth and four. Eagles line up in a punt formation. Nice job by the Clay County defense turning them over. Three and out on their second drive. Punter is deep. Deep pressed return. Alec Kerr. Always dangerous. Here's the snap. Punts away. Kerr's going to have a chance if he chooses. He calls for the fair catch. Clay County takes over pretty comfortably. Going to be at their 31-yard line. 69 yards away from points. They currently lead 6-0. We're at the 3:23 mark of this first quarter. As we mentioned a couple times already, internet issues tonight here at the Horizon Sports Network. We seldom run into that, but this metal press box we're calling out of apparently has given a little bit of trouble. We're going to call it just like we've got a thousand listening, though, Thomas, because it's always going to be online and there.
It is.
Kelly Candy with it. Keaton Arms in the gun. Heavy set in front of him. Quarterback keeper. He picks up what we'll call 4 yards to set up second and six. That's what we saw Clay County score with. Coach Johnson put it in last week, unveiled it against the Gordonsville Tigers. Keaton Arms scored his first touchdown of his career out of the set. We saw him score another one tonight, the 5-yard variety, and that is the only points Clay County has at this moment. 6-0 is the lead. Second and six after Arms picks up four. Same set. Three fullbacks in there in front of him to the left. Arms by himself in the backfield. Gets it. Quarterback keeper on left side. He's hit. Puts his hand down. Barrels forward. May have picked up one. Having to look at the spot. It does set as the Bulldog 36. So a pickup, as we said, of one. We did start at the Bulldog 31, right, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
All right. Third and five now. Arms has only, I think, had one pass attempt in his five-game Bulldog career. He is an excellent passer, though. Arms has it. Hands off to Kerr on the reverse. Kerr on the left side going to have the first down. Great athleticism by the freshman Tandem, who is in the backfield right now.
Going to be close, Daniel. Kerr, as he's turning the corner there, kind of spun out, slipped a gear, and his knee went down, and they're marking it right at
short.
The 40.
Yep, going to be short by 1 yard. Fourth and one for Clay County. Big John Maynard going onto the field. Also Carson Sharp. Looks like Coach Johnson says, guys, we're going for it. Fourth and one. Clay County up 6-0 in this one. Ball is the kind of midfield area at the Bulldog 40. I like the call. Here we go.
I do too, Daniel. We don't have arms in there. We've got an Ashlock under center. See if we don't see the sneak here.
Ogletree, the fullback, hand off to him. Nothing up the middle. Second effort, gets it. Great job of Will Ogletree. And to be honest, he did it by himself on that one. He tried to go right up the center's backside. However, not a good push out of the Clay County interior. Ogletree spun to his right, found a crease, picked up 2 yards. He just needed one.
He did, Daniel, and that may have been the first time I've seen the backwards Ogletree lean. He hit that pile, spun around, and leaned like he's fixing to do a backflip and kept spinning and kept those legs driving, and Clay County's got new life here.
First and 10. Ball is at the Bulldog 42. Ashlock in the gun, three wide to the right, one to the left. Ashlock, quarterback keeper, right side. 45, brought down, short of the 50. He's going to be spotted at the Bulldog 48. Pick up a 6 for Jake, setting up second and 4. Sixth play of this drive coming. Under 1 minute now to go in this first quarter. Clay County in front, 6-0. They set the tempo early here. Got that quick lead. Two wide to either side. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree sets behind him. Here's the snap. Hand off to Ogletree. He almost loses the ball. Going to have a false start against Clay County. This one's going to get backed up. It's going to be third and nine after the penalty is accepted by the Eagles. Clock does stop. His whistle's blow at 30.6 on this opening quarter clock. And we're going to have second down coming up. Will Ogletree started a little too early that time, Thomas, headed towards the line of scrimmage before the ball moved.
And that's something we've seen all year long, Daniel, or we haven't seen all year long, is penalties from this Clay County team. You know, they play pretty clean. You don't see it a whole lot. We saw a few holding calls. Those can be called about any time you want to call them in a lot of games so far this year, but no mental mistakes like that very often.
Ball sets now after the penalty at what we'll call the Bulldog 43, second and nine. Two wide to the left, two wide to the right. Ashok in the gun, Ogletree behind him. Clock starts to run again, 25 seconds and ticking. Ogletree runs hard up the middle. Advances up through the Bulldog 49-yard line where Clay County's going to have it, third and three. Seventh play of the drive coming for Clay County. They're 1 yard away from midfield. And that's going to be the last play of this first quarter. Clay County in front off of the Keaton Arms 5-yard touchdown run. Early on in it, they do lead 6-9 here at Westmoreland High School over the Eagles at the end of the first quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here at Westmoreland High School, third and three for Clay County. Ball at the Bulldog 49. First play of the second quarter coming. Stacked set of trips receivers to the left. It is Burks, Kerr, and Jimmy Burchett. Bryson Burchett by himself to the right. Ashdod, quarterback keeper on third and three, left side. Gets the first down. Nice job by Jake as he uses his big frame to push across midfield, and we do have a penalty. Could be late to play frivolities against the Eagles. Ashok's body language tells me, though, it's going against the Bulldogs. We'll have to see. Yep.
What do they call, holding?
Holding, Coach. You're the penalty man.
It did look like a hold signal from the official. Of course, they have her back to us tonight. But, yeah, I believe it was a hold. Walking off 10 yards.
What would have been a first down? Or Jake Ashok and company turns into third and long. The ball now back deeper in Bulldog territory at the 44.
You know, it's about 30 yards in penalties already this game. You know, I remember the first game of the season, I had 115 yards in penalties. Since then, it's been pretty clean.
Tolton coming here at Westmoreland High School tonight. Officials trying to help him. Here we go. Third and eight. Ashok in the gun. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Ogletree is left tip. Ashok rolls to his left. Ball's away, incomplete. Trying to hit White Burks on a little slant pass. Thomas, what we saw there. Ashok rolling to the left. Burks slanting from left to right. Very difficult throw to make. You've almost got to stop your roll, set your feet like you're in the pocket, and twist all the way around to make that one. He just didn't hardly get all the way around with it.
Yeah, you got to get your hips and shoulders in alignment to get that one back to the middle of the field, and Ashlock just couldn't get the momentum stop to do so and put that one in the ground. Tough one right there to force the punt.
Punt now for Clay County. Snaps over Ashlock's head. Still has time. Falls on it safely. Eagles with a great opportunity. They're going to have the football at their 20, at the Bulldog, rather, 24-yard line. Very short field for them.
No choice there for Ashlock, really. He tried to scoop it up once, Daniel, and look down the field. Did the smart thing, really, even though gives them great field position, fell on it to be sure they didn't pick it up and take it to the end zone.
A rare mistake out of junior long snapper Bryson Burchett. He's done that job for two seasons now, does an excellent job at it. That one sailed just a little high over the head of Ashlock. Quarterback for the Eagles, Hodge, under center. Wing in motion, left, right. Give up the fullback, up the gut. Ball's on the field. There's a scrum. Clay County's acting like they got it.
It's there. Wade Coons fell on it.
Big Wade Jones, the sophomore, having a good night tonight, and watching. He motions Clay County football. He didn't like the way the official did it, Coach. Had a move of his own. One play, turnover for the Eagles. Dangerous situation evaded by Wade Coons and the Bulldog defense.
Wade Coons is Ryson Burch and Jake Ashlock's best friend right now. What an individual play. Forced the fumble, recovered the fumble. Huge for the sophomore. Coming up big.
Ball snap from the Bulldog 23. First down. Sees a handoff to senior running back Will Ogletree. Picks up three. Setting up second and seven. Ball now sets right across the 25 at what we'll call the Bulldog 26-yard line. Second play of the drive coming. Bulldogs break home. White Burks and Keaton Arms going to be split to the left. Bryson Burchett to the right. Two-back set this time. Kurt, the right hip of Ashenoff. Ogletree at the left. Here's the snap. Hand off to Kerr. Comes around left side. Cannot get the edge. Ball's loose. The Eagles have a chance to scoop and score. They decide to fall on it. And we see the second turnover in three plays. One of the few mistakes we've seen from the freshman running back Kerr this year. He was hit pretty hard. That Eagles helmet went right on the football, and it popped out of there. Things are getting sloppy here at Westmoreland High School.
I did, Daniel. I don't know how much of a mistake that really was from Kerr, as just another great individual play by that Eagle. Kind of like Coons there. Kerr, you know, saw some daylight, started to turn the corner. As you said, the Eagle put the point of the helmet on the ball, popped it loose, and Kerr took a big hit there. Not much the freshman could do.
They take over at the Bulldog 14, an even shorter field now. Hodge under center. Hand off to wingback. Goes around the left side. Cannot get the edge. Cuts back upfield. Hit hard by a host of Bulldogs, and a penalty flag comes on. I think this one's going to go against the Eagles. We won't worry with who the tackler was because the play won't stand.
As you said, kind of getting messy here in Westmoreland in the last, what, 2 minutes or so. The turn back-to-back turnovers and now the flags. It's been an ugly start to this second quarter.
It has. We are at the 10:39 mark of it. Clay County in front, 6-0. Eagles with a great opportunity to score. However, we're going to have it first, and looks like 25 at least. Let's see. The ball sets at the Bulldog 26. Drive originated at the 14. So we're going to call it first and 22.
Fair enough.
That's right.
Fair enough.
Okay. First and 22. For the Eagles, Hodge under center, wide out to the right, two wings, and a fullback. Motion in the backfield, roll out pass to the right, Hodge under pressure from Coons, balls away and caught at the 15, now up to the 10. It is the big old fullback, number 18. Tyson Ledoux takes his team down inside the Bulldog 10, advancing up to what appears to be the Bulldog 6-yard line. 10:05 and ticking in the second quarter. We said in the pregame show that Westmoreland probably going to be the best team that Clay County's faced this year, and I definitely agree with that comment at this point.
I do too, Daniel, and you see they've got the grit that the Dogs have. They fight right back, make something happen, make a big play. We don't see them as a passing team, but they pass when needed, and when they just did it there to get it inside the 10.
Going to be second and short. Hand off to Ledoux. He's hitting the backfield. Ogletree's behind him. Somebody else, though, in front. Coons. Wade Coons, I think, the primary tackler. Ogletree would be giving an assist on that one. It's going to be third down. I kind of thought after the big pass play hookup, it was a first down for the Eagles. However, it was first and 22. So right now, we're looking at a third and one. Ball at the Bulldog 5. The Eagles could get a fresh set of downs if they could advance it up to the Bulldog 4.
How many times have we seen Clay County bow up with their backs against the goal line, Daniel? Game after game, they love it down here. They take it as a challenge. Let's see what they got.
Hodge under center. Toss sweep to the Dew. He tries the right side. Hitting the backfield. Keeps on his feet. Breaks the plane. No. They're going to say he's down at the 1. First and goal for the Eagles from the Bulldog 1. Going to take a great effort at this point in time to keep that Westmoreland offensive attack out of the end zone with four tries only about 2 feet away.
Will Ogletree, the senior, almost had him in the backfield, just like you said, Daniel. But let me tell you something. That fullback's a load. He's hard to bring down, but the freshman, Keaton Arms, denying him from crossing the stripe right there. And here we go.
Hodge under center from the Bulldog one. Hands off to the Dew, hitting the backfield. They do say he crosses the plane. Touchdown for West Bowling. Currently, we're tied 6-6 at 8:27 mark. We said this game was going to be a swapping of blows from two heavyweights, and that's pretty much what we've seen so far. This is a great AA football program over here at Westmoreland. Lots of tradition. They've only lost two this year. Those coming to Livingston and Trousdale County. Clay County, of course, 5-0. Seeing a quality effort from both squads tonight, and this could be a extra point attempt that puts the Eagles in front. 8:27 on this second quarter clock. Westmore going to try to kick, go up 7-6 if they're successful. Hodge the holder. He awaits the snap. Snap, set, kicks away, appears to be good, and it is. Eagles in front by 1 point, 7-6. 8:27 left here in the first half.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here at Westmoreland High School, Eagles in front, 7-6, Clay County down. For the first time in this one, 8:27 left in the first half. A lot of football left to play.
Shaping up just like we thought it would, Daniel. I really thought it'd be a close game throughout. I think Clay County's going to respond here in the second half like they do, and heck, they've got 8 minutes here in the first to keep it going, and they got Alec Kerr, he almost broke an O.
Carson Sharp.
That was Sharp, sorry.
They look very similar.
They do.
Honest mistake to make. Clay County going to take over at the 8:24 mark of this second quarter. This is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, their fifth possession of the contest. Ball rest at the Bulldog 28. 72 yards away from points. First and 10. Bulldogs, Bray Cuddle, Burks and Jimmy Burchett split to the left, Bryson Burchett and Alec Kerr split to the right. Ashok in the gun, Ogletree at a left wing. Hand off to Kerr, jet sweep around left side, Ogletree out in front blocking for him. He gets to the edge, picks up some positive yardage. Before he's brought down, it was going to be very close to the Bulldog 33, waiting for the spot, make that to 32. Pick up a four for Alec Kerr. Nice play on first down. Clay County now 2nd and 6. Not a bad place to be.
I really like the way Kerr runs. He's not big in size, but let me tell you, Daniel, when he sees he's fixing to take a lick, he lowers the head and finishes and always gets that extra yard.
Kerr in motion from the left wide receiver spot. Fake jet sweep to him. Ashnod keeps it up the gut. Comes across the Bulldog 35 up to the Bulldog 36, where it's going to be 3rd and very short. What I like, Thomas, is that we see the last offensive play before this drive, Alec Kerr had that fumble. Coach Johnson comes back the first play of the next drive and gives it to his freshman and says, I trust you. Here's the football.
I agree with you.
3rd and 2. Ashok in the gun. Ogletree is right hip. 2 wide either side. Here's the snap. Ashok keeps. Off the right side, lowers the shoulder. Absolutely blows up a defensive end on his way to getting first down yardage. The senior may have actually hurt the Eagle defender on that play as he lowered the shoulder, ran very hard. It is going to be a first down. When we come back from break, there is an Eagle down on the field. The ball is going to set at the Bulldog 42 Eagles in front, 7-6, 7-13 mark of the second quarter.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here at Westmoreland High School, that injured eagle was able to get off the field, primarily under his own power, perhaps a lower leg injury. Bulldogs with it, first and 10. Ball at the Bulldog, 42. Ashok in the gun, empty set. Three wide to the left, two to the right. Ashok keeps it. Going to pick up about seven on first down. Have to check the official's front. He barrels his way up to the Bulldog, 48. So I suppose that's going to be a pickup of six. Second and four now. Clock tick, 6:45 remains here in the second quarter. Clay County trailing by 1 point, 7-6. Keaton Arms accounting for those 6 points that Clay County has. Scored that touchdown on the opening drive of the contest back in the first quarter. Whitebergs now at curve split to the left. Will Ogletree, Jimmy Burchett, and Bryson Burchett split wide to the right. Ashok in the gun, brings Kerr in motion. Hands off to Kerr, jet sweep right side. He's across midfield, 45, 40, spin move, still on his feet, 35 brought down. The freshman with a nice gain, giving Clay County a first down. On what was the fourth play of their drive. Actually, that was the fifth play. I apologize. Gives them a first down. They're fixing the snap on the sixth play of the drive. The ball now in Eagle territory at the 35. Bulldogs break hole. Curran Burke split to the left along with Ogletree. Jimmy Burchett and Bryson Burchett to the right. Ashok by himself, 5 yards behind Seth Eads in that offensive line. Whistles blow. Timeout's going to be taken by the Eagles. I think their head coach, Chad Perry, got tired of seeing Ashlock pick up 5, 6, 7 yards every time on first down. He wants to talk to them. Eagles in front, 7-6.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here at Westmoreland High School, Clay County driving, 5:57 on the clock. And we've talked about a different offensive layer. Peel back and revealed each week. This week, Thomas, it's been the empty set where Ashlock's by himself back there with 5 wideouts.
I like it, Daniel. It's been straight up the gut for Ashlock or the jet sweep action to Kerr. Let's see if they don't go to the air here. Take a shot in scoring distance.
First here it is. Ashlock to pass. Throws deep, targeting an Ogletree. Ball is intercepted. Oh, dropped. Fortunately dropped. That's twice now. The Eagle secondary has been very, very close to an interception of Ashlock, however. They dropped him both times.
You know, that was just a seam route from Ogletree out here from that slot position in that empty set, Daniel. Went straight down the seam, down the hashes. Ashlock had him early between the safety and the linebackers, kind of led him a little too far, led him right into coverage, and it was just that ball was up for grabs again. Fortunate right there.
Empty set again, three wide to the left, two to the right. Second 10, ball at the Eagle 35. Ashlock wakes the snap, gets it, approaches the line, quarterback keeper, picks up about 5 yards, gets down to the Eagle 30. And Clay County's going to have it third and five. Started to say second and five. I forgot about the incomplete pass. Third and five now on what's going to be the eighth play of this drive. They took over at the 8:24 mark of this second quarter. Currently, we're at the 5:25 mark and ticking. Eagles in front, 7-6. Empty set again. Jimmy Birch at White Burks and Alec Kerr to the left. Bryson Murch at the right. It's not empty. Ogletree's actually at the left hip of Ashlock. Ashlock rolls to his left. Hits Jimmy Birch. He catches. He's at the 35. Close to the first down. Great second effort. He's going to be about a yard short. He's going to be short, but it's probably less than a yard. Going to be fourth and less than a yard for Clay County. Definitely a manageable play for him here. Fourth and one. 5:06 mark, the clock is stopped. We see Keaton Arms come onto the field. Bryson Burchett comes off the field. Arms going to be the quarterback, three fullbacks. Wesley Walker, Will Ogletree, and White Burks. Arms gets the snap, follows those fullbacks, gets that first down. The freshman's a load. I don't know his size, but it's a load of muscle. He's not got much fat on him. Great-looking kid is Keaton Arms. Moves those chains, keeps this drive alive for Clay County. Ball now at the Eagle 23. Arms came in, did his job, trots back off. We also see senior offensive lineman Wesley Huff come off with him. Coach Johnson likes to use Huff and Maynard a lot of times in those short yardage situations on both sides of the football. First and 10, ball at the Eagle 23. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Fullback and tailback in the backfield with Ashlock. He hands off to Ogletree. Ogletree gets positive yardage as he goes up the middle of the Eagle defense. Advances up to the 21. Pick up a 2. 4-wheel. Setting up second and 8. Thomas the Dogs preparing to snap on the 11th play of this drive. Putting together a nice one. They've converted 2, I believe. No, just 1. Fourth down on it.
Has been a nice drive. And just pecking away out of that empty set with Ashlock up the middle. And then you got the big play by Kerr for 17 yards. And the big fourth down pickup from Arms, so everybody contributing on this, what we hope is a scoring drive of Ashlock. Goes back to the screen here.
Pass is incomplete. Poorly executed on the entire Bulldog team on that one. I'm calling them all out, Coach Edwards. Just kind of looked sloppy from the start.
Yeah, it didn't look like that first one, that's for sure.
No. Well, we have linemen downfield, and, you know, I look up and I see Will Ogletree pass the line of scrimmage. So it was an attempted screen, but it actually wasn't executed in that manner. Had we called it, I do believe it may have been incomplete anyway.
And, you know, had pressure in Ashlock's face, yeah. Had him backpedaling, bad throw. Again, across the board, just set up, wasn't set up real well.
Third and 7, ball at Eagle 21. We'll call it third and 8. Ashlock to pass. Ball's away, incomplete again. He was targeting Will Ogletree, just missed him. Threw a little high of the mark. Ashlock looking a little frustrated after it. He knew he had a great opportunity there and just missed it by a couple feet. Fourth and 8 now. We talked about this good-looking drive. We're getting ready for the 13th play, but, Thomas, it means very little if they don't come away with points.
You know, something we haven't seen is the flood route. You know, they went to it down at Joe Burns and picked up some great yardage here underneath with Ogletree. They're going 4 wide here, actually. Empty set again. Let's see if they don't hit Ogletree maybe in the flat on that far sideline, Daniel.
Play clock at 5. Ball is snapped. Ashlock hooks to the end zone. Ball's away. Incomplete. Penalty flag on the field. Eagles will decline that and take the ball on downs unless yeah, that's what's going to happen. It was against Clay County. Eagle defense holds. Clay County chews up about 5 minutes of game clock with that possession. They flip the field. The Eagles take over deep in their own territory. So there were some positives that came out of it. Just no points.
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. And if you look at the drive summary there, once we got, you know, it was runs and runs and runs to get down there. And then we threw it three straight times there on second, third, and fourth down out of that empty set. I think you got to go to the ground at least once right there to get that momentum that you had going. But again, Clay County lives another day here. Need a stop before the half to keep this game close here.
Hodges in the gun. Ledoux at his left hip. Fake to Ledoux, and a tackle for loss made. Whiteburg's there. Also accompanying him was Will Ogletree. Hard to tell which one was there first. I think White may have been the primary, though.
Yeah, just a great play from the seniors right there. It doesn't matter who. It's all of them tonight, Daniel. Those linebackers running free thanks to this new kind of four-man front I think we're in right now. You got the junior John Copeland up there with the senior Wesley Walker, the other junior off-stater Dalton Gold, and Wade Coons, who's having a big game in that Bulldog front right here tonight.
It is that 50. We got
five
up
into a 50.
5-2-4 traditional 50 set out of defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson. Hodges goes deep. Pass is incomplete. Hodges has got a good arm on him. Bulldog secondary will have to take note of that.
Got roughing the passer, I'm pretty sure, Daniel, right there.
Was it Gold? Gold and Coons both was back there.
It was Gold. It wasn't anything malicious or anything. He just had some momentum going. He stuck his hands up, made contact with the quarterback. And quarterback fail. You know, basketball, we might call it a flop.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we've seen some changes, of course, over the last several years in football for safety reasons. Nothing wrong with that. However, they kind of made it hard on the defense sometimes on how they're allowed to tackle, how late they might come in and hit the quarterback. And they take care of those quarterbacks more than they do anybody else, it seems. First and 10 after the penalty for the Eagles. Ball's now at the Westmoreland 35. 3:02 on the second quarter clock. Eagles in front, 7-6, trying to extend this lead that they have. Clay County in this 50 defense. Hodges is going to be under center. Ledoux behind him as the fullback. Jet sweep around the right side. Tackle made. Will Ogletree.
What a play by Will Ogletree right there, Daniel. Took on three different lead blockers, shed them all three. Dropped to his knee, made the stop low. That's how you play contain out here on the edge, and the senior Will Ogletree putting on a clinic.
Ogletree only allowing the Eagle ball carrier 2 yards. Second and 8 now. Eagles break hole, approach the line. Hodges goes under center. Double wing set, double tight end set. Hand off to number 32. He's around left side. He's at the 40, about down. Alec Kerr on the stop. Accompanied by Carson Sharp, third and a pretty manageable four for Westmoreland. Ball is at the Eagle 41-yard line. 2:10 and picking on this first half clock. Eagles in front 7-6.
That's what I was talking about. We talk about Kerr's excitement on the offensive side of the ball, but he's sure-handed on the defensive side. Once Westmoreland gets that corner, he's the only one left, Daniel, and he's making those stops, saving the touchdowns.
Whistles blow. Timeout's going to be taken by one of the teams. Westmoreland going to take it. Clay County has yet to use one here in the first half. Minute 54 left in the second quarter. Eagles in front, 7-6.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Here we go, big third down. The Clay County faithful that's made the one-hour trip westward are on their feet, cheering on the defense. Hodges the pass, balls away. Oh, but intercepted by Carson Sharp. He's up the sideline. Knocked out of bounds around Eagle 35. Big play by the sophomore, who gets his, I believe, third interception on the year. Getting late in the year, going to have to start carrying a season total sheet with me. Bay County now with a gift. Minute 48 left. Short field. What will they do with it? All right. First and 10. Clay County. Ball at the Eagle 39. Ashlock in the gun. Rolls to his left. Ball away. Targeting White Birds. And it's just short. Ashlock very frustrated with himself on the field. Nobody more so than him, no doubt. Just threw that one short, skipped about 5 yards in front of the feet of Birch.
He did, Daniel. And I think it's a lot about his footwork. You know, we talked about him swinging his hips to try to get it back across the middle. He's rolling out to his opposite side. You got to flip those hips, get your feet set before you deliver the football. He didn't do it there and put it in the ground again.
Second and 10. Ball at Deagle 39. Burks and Kerr to the left. The Burchets to the right. Ashoff rolls to the right. Screen pass set up. Ball's released. Incomplete. Trying to hit Will Ogletree again. Just can't do it. And Clay County here took over with a minute 48 left in this quarter. They burned up 9 seconds of game clock. And they've got it third and 10 after two incomplete passes.
I think Ashlock's kind of in one of those funks right now. You know, we got a chance to maybe put some points on the board here with a minute or so to go in the half. But I think you go back to the ground here. You start running the football. If you run out the clock, so be it. As we see arms coming into the game here.
Ashlock going to be split out to the right. It's that three fullback set. Arms by himself in the backfield. Quarterback keeper left side. Gets back to, no, does not get back to the line of scrimmage. He's tackled for a loss. Ball now is going to be spotted back at the Bulldog. Actually, the Eagle. Ball at the Eagle, 43. So a loss of, we'll say the 42. Loss of three, four arms. Timeout taken by Westmoreland, their last of the half. Clay County with it, fourth and 13. Minute 29 left in the second quarter. Eagles in front, 7-6.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
No. Coming back here, minute 29 left in the second quarter. After the Carson Sharp interception, we've seen two incomplete passes by Clay County, then a third down run, and Westmoreland stopped the clock with their final timeout. Fourth and 13, Ashlock in the gun. White Burks now at Kerr to the left. Jimmy and Bryson Burchett to the right. Ogletree at the left hip of Ashlock. Four-man front for the Eagles. Ashlock has time. Steps up in the pocket, starts to run. Still has time to throw. Ball's away. Incomplete. Eagles going to take back over. They've got time. A minute and 20 seconds. However, they have no timeouts. They're going to take over at the Bulldog, 39-yard line, and that's actually wrong. They're going to move it. They gave us 2 yards. We'll take it. Ball should be sitting it. Yeah, they're moving it
42.
Again. Okay, finally they got it right. Had to set it three times. Okay. Eagles have it at the their own 42-yard line, 58 yards away from points that could send them up by two possessions. They do lead 7-6.
Got to go back and think about this second quarter. You know, it started out really ugly, all the turnovers, the penalties. Then Clay County put on a drive and then stalled out down here deep. And then Sharp gave them another chance with a great interception on the far sideline, just couldn't convert.
Hodges in the gun, two wide to the right, one to the left. Ball snap, quarterback keeper, Hodges on the ground, hitting the backfield, tackles made by Dalton Goode. It was not a sack, a pickup of what we'll call three for Hodges. Setting up second and 7 for the Eagles, and the clock does run, and they can't stop it. They are at the line quickly. Hodges under center. Will they run a play or will he spike it? Clay County's defense hit the set. Hand off to Big Ledoux. He's on right side, midfield. Tackle by. Ball's loose. Clay County with it, maybe. Big scrum. Keaton Arms at the bottom. I believe Keaton had a hand or two on the football. Yeah, Clay County with it. 48.9 seconds. Clay County did have the ball to start this contest. So the Eagles will receive to start the third quarter. Clay County likely will try to go to the end zone here. They've got a few plays to do it, because if they don't hit on first and second down, the Eagles can't stop the clock. They can come out, run a third down play, get that clock rolling, pretty much get to halftime.
Yeah, nothing to lose here by taking a couple shots, anyway.
The ball's at the Bulldog 49. 51 yards away from much-needed points. Clay County's been scoreless since about the 10-20 mark of the first quarter.
I think you handed off one time here, Daniel.
Hand off to Ogletree. He's tripped up. Picks up three. Across midfield at the Bulldog 48. Timeout going to be taken by Coach Johnson. I think he has one more after this. 42.9 seconds. Eagles in front, 7-6 here in the second quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
We're back. 2nd and 7. 42.9 seconds. Ashok in the gun. Running back to either hip. 2 wide right, 1 left. Ashok drops. Has time. It is a pass. Now pressure. Ball's away. Caught by Keaton Arms. Pick up of about 3. The clock will be running. Timeout's going to be taken by Coach Johnson. We'll go ahead and stay with you for a moment here. The ball's going to be spotted at the Eagle 45-yard line. So I'll pick up a 3 on the little pass play. Setting up 3rd and 4. 33.1 seconds left.
Pretty good job there by Ashlock. Had the pressure in his face. Had Burchett down the seam. He was double covered, but Burchett had to stay up, had him split. But not a bad idea to check it off underneath to Arms, who, you know, makes one guy miss and picks up some yardage and gets to the sideline, Coach. Could have been a big play.
Yeah, it's just a little high-low pass, we call it in basketball, you know. Right. Keaton was down on the block, he stuck that thing in for 2 points there.
You know, and what it could do for Ashlock here, you know, he had a half a dozen incompletions in a row. To complete a pass, it's kind of like seeing one go through the net, Coach. Let's hope he builds on that and uses it at least in the second half, if not in the last 30 seconds of this second quarter.
Third and short. That part don't matter, though. 33.1 seconds on the clock is what matters. Not a lot of time. Ashlock in the gun. 2 wide to either side. Ogletree is right hip. Here's the snap. Ashlock to throw. Ball's away. Called Bogletree. Immediately, he goes down, though, after a pickup of about 8. It does give a first down for Clay County. They stop the clock to set the chains. Clay County with an opportunity to get set and spike the football. They're a little unsure as to what they're doing. 25 seconds and running. 2 wide to either side. 20 seconds now. Here's the snap. Bulldogs running to play. Ashlock releases. Caught. No. Incomplete. He was targeting White Burks. Pass was probably deflected by an Eagle lineman. It's a little wobbly out of there, and I do believe it was deflected by a rusher. The ball sets at the Eagle 36-yard line. 13.9 seconds. Clay County trails by 1 point here in the second quarter. It's 2nd and 10. Plenty of time to take a shot or two. Trips receivers to the left. It's Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, and White Burks. Bryson Burchett sets to the right. Ashok to throw. Steps up, releases the ball, targeting Jimmy Burchett. Incomplete. Jake's a little off tonight.
He is. He did that one right, Daniel. I watched him in the pocket right there. Set his feet, had him underneath him. Just sailed it wide, sailed it high right there. Had Burchett underneath on that pass route, kind of a double post with Burchett underneath and Burks over the top. And he threw it in between them.
Yeah. All right. 8.3 seconds. Third and 10. Still a chance to run two plays here for Clay Kenny. Ogletree and both of the Burchetts to the right. Kern Burks to the left. Ashok in the gun by himself. He does look to throw. Has time. Ball's away. Goes to the end zone. Trying to target Jimmy Burchett. Ball is deflected by Hodges as time expires. It's halftime here at Westmoreland High School. The home team Eagles in front by 1 point, 7-6 over the visiting Bulldogs of Clay County. And it's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action for tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails for the first time this season. They're 5-0, but they're down 7-6 here in Westmoreland to a tough Eagle football team, probably the best they've faced so far this year. They're physical. They run the ball downhill. I have a wing tee, and they've got a big fullback, and they're riding him so far in this first half. But Clay County got off to a great start. Had a first four-play drive that was set up by the big play from senior quarterback Jake Ashlock, jumped a little screen pass to Will Ogletree, and he did the rest for 47 yards to get it down to the Eagle 11-yard line. Jake Ashlock ran it up the gut one time, pick up 6, and then the freshman Keaton Arms came in the heavy set, just like he did it last week, and scored from 5 yards out to make it 6-0 after the PAT was no good at the 10-12 mark of the first quarter. So a great opening drive by Clay County. And then their next two, they came up empty. One ended on a bad snap on a punt, which gave Westmoreland, good field position. And then they swapped turnovers real quick. The sophomore Wade Coon forced a fumble and recovered it to give Clay County the ball back. Two plays later, Alec Kerr got lit up on the outside. Hellman on the football, knocked it loose, and Westmoreland was in business. And just minutes later, they stuck it in for their first touchdown in this contest and made the extra point to make it 7-6 with 8:27 to go in the second quarter. And that ended up being your halftime score, despite the fact Clay County went on a long drive on the ensuing possession that resulted in a turnover on downs just outside of the red zone at the Eagle 21-yard line. And then they traded interceptions and turnovers for your halftime score of 7-6. Westmoreland, quickly, Clay County stats. They on the ground, they have 22 rushes for 113 yards, which is a 5.1 yard average. And Jake Ashlock is 4 for 16 through the air for 63 yards. So a tough opener for Jake Ashlock. I expected him to come out in the second half and turn things around and get Clay County rolling. Again, Clay County trails 7-6 here at halftime.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon.
This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. It's been a battle here at West Point High School. Here at halftime, the hometown Eagles lead the visiting Bulldogs by a score of 7-6. Going to kick it over to Coach Edwards. Let him go through his repertoire of tasks that he does here on the halftime show.
Well, Daniel, I'll be honest with you. This Bulldog defense has made my job pretty easy the last 5 weeks. You know, they've held opponents who are right around 100 yards or less than 100 yards a half, and that holds true tonight. Westmoreland with 78 total yards, 15 rushes for 48 on the ground, and of those 15 rushes, they had 7 different players run the ball.
Wow.
You know, I've got 7 spots on my stat sheet here, and every one of them has a number in it. So, you know, they have a stable of backs that they've been handing it to. Quarterback Riker Hodge, a junior, he's 3 or 4 in the air for the other 30 yards and an interception on the night. And, you know, as far as penalty yards, Westmoreland, 2 penalties for 15 yards. Clay County, 5 penalties for 45 yards. The biggest being that questionable, to say the least, roughing the passer call.
Yeah, I missed that one. You had a good view of it.
For whatever reason, I was just looking right at it at that point. But, yeah, it was, we'll say, questionable. Also have a few scores here. Be our first budget pest control scoreboard update for the night. At the half, Trousdale County 21, Macon County 0. Coalfield 30, Gordonsville 14, also at the half.
What was that score again?
Gordonsville 14, Coalfield 30.
30, okay.
Yeah, at the half. Jackson County trails Monterey 12-21 at the half. And White County 7, York 0 at the half. As always, scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't wait. Exterminate.
Draw nine to the end of halftime here. Back during the CarQuest pregame show, we talked about the 1969 Salina High School football team. Head coach John Tuples' his last year at the helm of the program. They had a 5-4 record, celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. Kind of puts the age to some of those guys. I know my dad, Jerry Strong, was a junior on that squad, and doesn't seem like he's hardly that old to me, but I guess that puts him in his late 60s. Want to encourage you all to pick up a copy of the Delhi Horizon newspaper this coming week to see the team photograph and also the cheerleaders and the football queen. I've enjoyed seeing that each week. Thomas and his brother John do a great job putting that together, and I think it's been a big treat for the community to get to see that stuff. Thomas, tell us about another group of players here for Clay County.
Before I do that, Danny, you thanked us for putting it in there. I want to thank you for putting it all together. You worked hard at that for a lot of years, compiling all that information, and we wouldn't have it in the paper or the broadcast without you. So you won't take any credit, so I'm just going to brag on you a little bit.
I appreciate it.
But I do want to talk about a group we have here, and they make the trip to every ball game, just like the players, coaches, fans, and everybody, and they do a great job for us, and that's our Clay County cheerleaders. They're led by seniors Abigail Collins, Taylor Smith, and Lee Ann Smith. Two juniors, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir, and sophomores Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Tamara Smith, and Zoe Seaver, and freshmen Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, Kenley Trowball, and Katie Burnett. And we mentioned Mr. Stephen Chitwood in that 50th anniversary by the Bulldogs histories. He was a senior on that team. He and his wife, Lana, are the longtime coaches of the Clay County Cheerleaders, and we can't thank them enough for their support.
They've done a great job. They're probably, I guess they may rival Coach Edwards here as the longest tenured coach in Clay County. I know, Coach, you've got 19 seasons under your belt. Do you know if the Chitwoods were performing that role when you took over?
To be honest with you, Daniel, I don't remember. I know there was a stint there where there were a couple other cheerleading sponsors that for the most part of that, of my 19, 20 years, it's been the Chitwoods.
Right. I think you're right. Maybe they took over in the early 2000s. Of course, your first basketball season being that of the 2000-2001 school year. Been a good first half here. It's exactly what we expected coming over here. Westmoreland, an excellent double-A football program. They're very senior-heavy. The majority of the names we've called off is ball carriers. I know, Coach, you mentioned in your report 7 different ball carriers. I think the majority of those are seniors. I know the fullback is, one of the wingbacks, the quarterback. And as you well know, if you've been following each week, we start a lot of freshmen. So this is kind of one of the first times that we've seen our fairly young football team posed against upperclassmen heavy football team. And we're holding up pretty good to it. It is 7-6 here at halftime. What looked like a good Alec Kerr PAT attempt back in the first quarter was called no good. Wish we had an instant replay on that, but we did not. And, you know, it was very decisive at this point. It's a difference here at halftime with the score 7-6. We've got 30 seconds left here on the clock. Actually, 50 as it's ticking down. And I will say again that we have had internet issues tonight. We've been in contact with several folks that listen to us, and we appreciate them giving us updates on whether we're on or off the air. We have plowed on through it regardless of whether we were currently being heard or not, because this thing will be in its full entirety uninterrupted by those internet disconnects as it goes final after this game, and it's at the in the archives there below the live player.
Well, just like any standard radio or anybody, they work off of telephone service too, Daniel. And it's not very good here in West Warren. When I took my break there at halftime, I talked to a law officer standing over in the corner with me, and he said he lives about two blocks from the stadium here, and he doesn't have any service at his house. So just not a whole lot of cell phone service here in West Warren. We're doing the best we can with this broadcast, and we hope, folks, if you'll just reload the page you're on if you have trouble, I think it'll come back to you, and we apologize for that. But again, yes. Once the game is called live here on the Horizon Sports Network, it'll always be there at DaleHollowHorizon.com.
Always there. Time for second half action. Kickoff now has been broke live. Alec Kerr prepares to do so. He kicks it off from left to right from our vantage point here on the visiting sideline. Fielded by the Eagles at their own 25. Here the return man comes. He's up to the 40, and he's going to be met and taken down. Thomas, I didn't see it. Did you?
Jimmy Burchett, the freshman.
Jimmy Burchett on the stop. Jimmy has been a nice addition to this starting lineup. After the second game of the season, I believe it was, Jacob Burnett, who was starting at wideout in safety during his junior campaign, suffered an off-the-field broken bone in his foot, broken toe injury, pretty severe one, and he's on crutches. Hope he has a speedy return, but Jimmy has filled in nicely in his stead. First and 10 for the Eagles. They start from their own 40. Hand off up the gut to Ledoux. He's a big back. We don't have sizes on him, but he's brought down.
That was Dalton Goad in the interior. Daniel, we haven't talked about them enough. I limited this Westmoreland Eagle attack, which is straight up the gut most of the time, doing well as that front now five, Daniel, as they walk Ogletree and John Copeland up around Walker, Goad, and Coons, and they're doing a good job.
Hodges under center, gets the snap, hand off to Ledoux again, plows up the gut. Tackle's going to be made by Keaton Arms, along with other Bulldog tacklers. Arms had him, though, around the ankles. Setting up third and short. Westmoreland here has the lead, 1 point, 7-6. So they're content to keep it on the ground in the hands of their senior skill players, get 2, 3, maybe 4 yards of carry, just chew up time. As they try to drive down, they prepare to snap on third and short. The ball rested the Eagle 47. Hodges under center. Another handoff to Ledoux. He breaks free now across midfield, picking up the first down. He's brought down by
Joseph Markham, I think, came up and made that stop, Daniel, along with the help of Kerr. Those two have been, the savior for the Bulldogs. Once Ledoux breaks the line of scrimmage and gets through that second level, they've been making some stops back there, and they're important ones.
Ball now in Bulldog territory, 46 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Eagles break huddle, a wide out to the left, double wing set, tight ends to the right. Ledoux in a two-point stance back behind Hodges. Another handoff to Ledoux. He's up the gut. Dalton Goad misses a tackle. Actually, it was Wade Coons. You don't see that much. Ledoux's such a big, aggressive runner, he ran through the arms of Wade Coons. Not many people can do that.
They can't, Daniel. I mean, he's just a load up there. That was Copeland finally making that stop on the outside. But, I mean, he looks like he's got tree trunks for legs. He got the butt in the midsection and the barrel chest to go with it, Daniel. And then he's just laying these Bulldogs on the ground. But still, they're doing a good job of holding up. That's what they're going to see the rest of this game. They just got to battle through it.
Second and four after a pickup of six on first down for the senior fullback, Ledoux. Ball at the Bulldog 40. Hodges under center. Motion in the backfield from left to right. Hodges, quarterback keeper across the 40. Brought down by Keaton Arms. Actually, that's White Burks. I just saw a towel at the back of it, of the body. Arms wires one, but I think it was Burks on the stop.
It was the senior Burks, Daniel, and this is exactly what the Eagles want right here. Just kind of chipping away, picking up first downs, 4 to 5 to 3 yards at a time here, and controlling this clock. They're on a march. Clay County's got to come up with a big stop.
Sixth play of the drive, first and 10. Hodges under center, handoff to a different fullback this time. It's number 33. He's a little smaller, a little faster. Ball carrier was Corbin Kemp, a junior. And he picks up what appears to be 7 yards on that first down carry, putting the football now down at the Bulldog 23-yard line.
Another good big stop there by John Copeland. He's really come on in the last few games, Daniel, and we need him tonight as we've morphed into this 50 front with two linebackers, which would be Burks and Arms, with Markham walking up also right now.
Hodges under center, runs the option on the left side, thought about pitching, it did not. And we've got a quarterback sack recorded by Keaton Arms, also yardage, as Hodges was the ball carrier. A minute ago I said they had it at the Bulldog 23. That was wrong. It was the Bulldog 27. And a loss of 3 puts it back at the Bulldog 30. Third and 5 now. Nice tackle for loss. Nice sack by the freshman linebacker Arms, who has the lone touchdown for the Bulldogs in this contest. Big play here for Clay County. It is 4-down territory, but they don't need to give up yardage here on 3rd and 5. Hodges under center. Overload set to the right for the Eagles. It is a handoff to a tailback. He's around the right side, gets to the edge before he's driven out of bounds. I think that was Carson Sharp. I'm watching across the way. It was Alec Kerr. Alec Kerr on the tackle. First down for the Eagles. They continue this drive. They took over at the beginning of this third quarter with a 7-6 lead. The score still is 7-6. However, there's 7:51 on the clock. They've ate up 4 minutes and 9 seconds. With 9 plays that they've ran so far. Actually, 8 plays. This is the 9th coming.
This is the kind of drive that just wires on the defense, Daniel, as you hear the Clay County crowd trying to get behind these Bulldogs and encourage them to bow up. And they usually do when you get down this close. Let's see if they can do it this time.
Hodges under center, double wing set, handoff to the Dew. He's up the gut. Goad with the stop, accompanied by others. Dalton Goad, the first with contact. He actually jumped onto the back of Ledoux, and Ledoux actually carried him for a few yards.
Ledoux is very, very impressive, Daniel. Coach Jake Johnson in the interview actually all week when I talked to him on Monday for the newspaper talked about how Westmoreland always has a good fullback, and Ledoux fits the bill for this Eagle team right here.
They run a lot of veer option. I don't think we've seen it much tonight. We saw it a few plays ago when we had the tackle for loss. But do the dive back on those plays. Hand off this time to number 19. Another Eagle ball carrier, Jake Smith, another senior. Trying to keep fresh legs in the backfield are the Eagles. And a tackle for loss made by a host of Bulldogs. Who'd you pick out, Thomas?
Wade Coons on that far side, Daniel. Assisted by Keaton Arms. Coons stood him up, drove him back, and Arms came in and made sure he wasn't going anywhere.
Coons at this point making his case for the TDS top performer of the game that we'll announce during the Dairy Queen postgame show. He's been had a big turnover, a couple big defensive plays for Clay County so far in this one. Tight game, 7-6. Eagles are driving. They're preparing to snap on the 11th play of this drive. It's 3rd and 6. Here's the snap. Hand off the tailback. He does get the edge on the left side. Cuts north and south. Man, hand drop. Now that curve. That was yardage gained. However, a big stop by the freshman safety, and the Clay County Bulldogs have a chance here on 4th and a long 3 to turn back this Eagle draft.
You can't say enough about the football player that Alec Kerr is on both sides of the ball, Daniel. He's exciting on the offensive side, but let me tell you something. He'll stick his head in there like any Bulldog would and drop any ball carrier inside.
Could be the play of the game coming here. Strange to say, midway through the third, but this one is a big one. The ball sets at the Bulldog 16, 4th and 3. Hodges going under center, brings a man in motion. Here's the snap, roll out pass to the right. Man's wide open. It is caught, but a flag on the field. The receiver drove all the way down to about the Bulldog 3, but there is a penalty that will be accepted by the Bulldogs. Holding going to go backwards. This is going to turn into 4th and about 14. But what concerns me the most, Coach Edwards, is how open that receiver was for the Tigers.
Well, I can't say now. I was watching the line. I saw the hole. That was one that even an old basketball coach could call from up here. It was pretty obvious.
All the action was coming to this near sideline. I think the Bulldogs sold out to stop the run left that receiver wide open in the flat, Daniel. Very fortunate that the laundry's on the field for Clay County or hits a touchdown.
Huge opportunity here. The ball now, fourth and 20 at the Eagle 30-yard line. Actually, it's fourth and 18. 5:30 on the clock and ticking. Eagles in front, 7-6.
Single coverage on the outside, Daniel, with Burchett and Sharp. Leaves Alec free in the middle.
Hodges under center, drops back, passes away. Intercepted by Carson Sharp. Clay County with the football. However, they're going to have it deep in their own territory. I would not ask the sophomore defensive back to have done this necessarily, but if he would have knocked the ball down, Clay County would have had better field position. However, a big win for the sophomore and his Bulldog defense.
Great coverage. I mean, you can leave those guys on an island all night long, and they're going to play. They're going to take care of it, Daniel. And that's what Carson Sharp just did. And that's the second time tonight he's picked off an Eagle quarterback pass. Great game so far for the sophomore.
Clay County with it. It sets at the Bulldog 8-yard line, 92 yards away from points. Ashlock in the gun, two wide to the side, handoff to Sharp. He's hitting the backfield and dropped. Going to be a loss of yardage.
You know, that's only about the third time we've seen the Bulldogs try to get the edge right there with Sharp. We saw it occur a little bit in the first half. I think that's what we got to go to. Hit them up the middle like we did with Ashlock and Ogletree, but try to use our speed, because I don't think the Eagles have got the speed to match us.
Loss of three for Sharp on first down, setting up second and 13. Two wide to the right. It's both of the Burchetts, Jimmy and Bryson. White Burks by himself, split to the left. Wesley Walker in at fullback. Sharp, the tailback. Hand off to Sharp. He comes up the gut. It's actually Joseph Markham, the freshman. He fights hard to pick up around 2 yards. We'll check the spot. We're going to say it's spotted at the Bulldog 7. Pick up a 2 for Joseph Markham on his first carry. Sets up 3rd and 11 for Clay County. 4:15 and ticking here in the third quarter. Maybe another screen pass coming for the Bulldogs. They've had several set up nicely. Actually connected to Will Ogletree for around 50 yards on that opening drive.
Ogletree not in the ball game. Markham in the backfield with Ashlock at this point, Daniel.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Ashlock in the gun, 5 seconds on the play clock. He gets the snap, looks to pass. It's away, caught by Joseph Markham. Has a block, gets up to around the 13, where he's going to be short of the first down. Clay County took over at the 8. They're going to advance up to what I'm going to call the Bulldog 12, where they're going to have it 4th and a short, 4th and a long 6. Definite punt situation for the Dogs. Ashlock back to do it. Heels on the goal line. Punts away. Lands at the 40. Takes a little bit of a Bulldog bounce and roll. And it goes out of bounds at the Eagle 46-yard line, where they're going to take over with a pretty short field. The most important thing about these past two drives, you know, Westmoreland drove a 12-play drive way deep. We saw that ended with the Sharp interception. Clay County goes 3 and out. However, it's still 7-6. They live to fight another day. They've got the Eagles 46 yards away now. Fresh set of downs for the Clay County defense.
You know, Westmoreland was kind of imposing their will on that opening drive of the third quarter, Daniel. And Sharp, with that big fourth down interception, stopped it. That was huge for Clay County just to get a breather on defense.
Hodges hands off to the fullback. Ball carrier is Corbin Kemp. He's tackled Wade Coons, who's helped up by his teammates. Pick up a 3 for Kemp. Setting up 2nd and 7. Good football game going here between these two teams. We knew Westmoreland would be the best squad that Clay County had faced this season. They are definitely the most complete team, the most physical team, probably the oldest team that the Bulldogs have faced. Hodges under center, throws to the right, passes caught by receiver. He's immediately dropped, though, by Carson Sharp.
Again, you can't say enough about these Bulldog corners. We got one freshman in Jimmy Burchett and a sophomore in Carson Sharp. And you just lock them up man-to-man, and they take care of business, Daniel. You don't have to worry about it. Great stop there. When that Eagle had some room to run, but Sharp closed the gap, brought him to the ground for the, you know, minimal gain to bring up third down.
The best Bulldog secondary I've seen in 20 years, and they're the youngest Bulldog secondary I've seen in 20 years. Hodges under center, third and three. Hands off to number five. Big tackle being made there. I see Dalton Gold with the Gold.
That's Tyson Burchett right there, looked like to me, Daniel. That got up off the ground, or was that Gold? I saw two.
Keaton Arms was out there as well. Bryson Burchett will give credit. Arms hustling out. And it's fourth. And very, very short. It looks like the down marker's sitting on the chains. And they're going to move it. They're going to say it's a first down. Okay, first down for the Eagles.
As you said something about Will Ogletree's absence on that last offensive drive. He's down here on the sideline getting stretched out. He's been there for the offensive and defensive possession.
Eagles with it now at the Bulldog 36. Hand off to Ledoux. He's running hard, breaks two tackles, brought down by Jimmy Burchett. Burchett had help, but he was the man who made first contact and held on throughout the play. Ledoux dragging the smaller Bulldog defense for a pickup of 8-9. We'll call it 8, as it's now 2nd and 2. Fifth play of this possession coming up for the Eagles.
Tell you, Daniel, this is becoming just a battle of wills when the Eagles have it on offense and Clay County's on defense. Who's going to give? And, you know, Clay County just keeps bowing up. I don't know. This is what you call tough football right here.
It is. It is. It's definitely of the old school variety. Hodges under center. Two wings. Tight end to the right, wide out to the left. Little reverse in the backfield. 19 the ball carrier. Biggest gain of the night perhaps for the Eagles as Joseph Markham comes in with a high hit. Another Bulldog went low. Chains are being moved, though, as the Eagles pick up a first down. They continue to drive the football. Sixth play of the drive coming. They picked up two first downs on it already. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. We've only seen two offensive possessions. And three possessions total, two for Westmoreland, one for Clay County. Westmoreland took over the 3:13 mark on this drive. We're down to 35 seconds. Hodges under center, 1st and 10. Hand off to a back. He's tackled by Jimmy Burchett. Burchett picking up a lot of stops tonight. He's a sound tackler. Could be the last play of the quarter. Down to 20 seconds and ticking. Pick up of around 7. For the Eagles on that first down play, setting up 2nd and 3. The ball sets at the Bulldog 12-yard line. Eagles trying to get one more play off. Hodges under center. Talks to his line. Snaps the ball. Hand off to Ledoux. Brought down by a host of dogs. Wesley Walker involved. We hadn't called his name much tonight. We'll throw a tackle his way. Into the third quarter. Eagles threatening to score. That play took them down inside. The Bulldog 10. They'll flip the field. We'll come back after break. Call the conclusion of it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here, first play of the fourth quarter coming. Westmoreland driving from left to right after they flip the field. They've got the football right at the Bulldog 10. It's third and one. Hodges under center, hand off to a wing back around right side. He gets the first down and a touchdown. Clay County giving up a 10-yard score there. Time getting short in this contest. Clay County going to have to pick up the pace a little bit if they hope to maintain that undefeated record. Good-looking Westmoreland football team driving it down here. There was only, Clay County only ran three offensive plays in that third quarter of action due to this ground-pounding, time-consuming Westmoreland offensive attack.
Just pure football right there, Daniel, from these Eagles. And, to get in the end zone, they did a little play action, so to speak, with Ledoux up the gut and then gave it around the end and basically walked in minus one missed tackle there.
Huge play coming. Westmoreland going to go for two to try to extend to a two-possession lead. Currently, it's 13-6. This two-point conversion would put them up by nine. Hodges under center. Hand off to Ledoux. He gets in. We've got a two-possession football game here at Westmoreland High School. Clay County going to have to score twice to take a lead as we have a new score here after the Eagles put it in the end zone and pick up the two-point conversion. Clay County 6. Well, hang on. They didn't score on that one play. They say he has a touchdown there.
Okay.
How in the world did they say that? Stepped out of bounds or something?
Must have. I don't know. Now we got a flag on the field.
Guys,
Well, we took a break there after the score and everything. I'm not quite sure what happened.
Okay. The score is 13-6. They're going to kick. I don't know why. If I was them, I'd go for two, but I'm not a coach, so it don't matter.
Well, they may do something different now.
Yeah, they're going back 5 yards now. So.
I don't. I'm flabbergasted.
illegal substitution on Westmoreland there. There was a penalty.
I guess the Eagle ball carrier stepped out at the one, and then Ledoux carried in for the touchdown. Apologize for that there. All right, PAT attempt coming. Ball's going to be held at the 15-yard line. Snap, set, kicks on the way. And it's good. I, for one, am very thankful that the Eagles went for the kick after that. It is a one-possession game, 14-6. Here at Westmoreland, that's a lot better than the 15-6 I thought it was. We're going to go to break. Clay County fixing to get the ball for the first time in the fourth quarter.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Solana Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Solana Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Solana Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Fourth quarter action, 11:51 on the clock. Westmoreland in front by one possession, 14-6. Here's the kickoff. Kerr deep to receive. Ball hits at the 10, rolls out of bounds. Clay County going to take over at the 35. Nice field position for them. 11:51, as I said, on this fourth quarter clock. Clay County needs to put together a drive and go down and tie this game up. Now, they will have to go for two if they score. And honestly, we're better at going for two than kicking anyway.
We are, Daniel. And you know, so the old saying, if you can't beat them, join them. I think that's what we need to do right here. Ground and pound, do exactly what Westmoreland's doing. And I think we can, Daniel. We've got Will Ogletree. I hope he's back on the field, coach, after that injury update you gave us.
He is.
And I see him out there beside Ashlock right now. got to go to the ground, start running the football right here, and set the tone.
First and 10, empty set, ball at the Bulldog 35. Ashar goes to pass, hits Ogletree. He has it in the left flat, 35, picks up about 3 before he's brought down. Nice to see Ashar hitting on that short pass. Hopefully it's we'll get him going. Thomas reported during the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show that Jake was 4 of 16 in the first half.
And again, that's kind of what it takes right there, Daniel. He's hit his last two, even though they're short passes, the only two of the second half here.
Ball sets at the Bulldog 38 after the 3-yard pickup between Ashok and Ogletree. Kerr in motion. Ashok fakes to him, keeps it up the gut, keeps the feet churning. Picks up a nice chunk of yardage. Clay County going to have it third and short. He advances the football up to the Bulldog 43-yard line. Third and two. 14-6. 10:50 and ticking here in the fourth quarter. Clay County trailing by possession. Two wide to the right, two wide to the left. Ogletree at a wing, Ashok by himself. Now he brings motion. Clay County has false started. Offensive line jumps, takes us from a manageable third and two into a third and a long 7, I believe. Waiting on the signal.
Jake Ashok thinks something else went on there, Daniel, but I watched. I think it was Ogletree on the far side that jumped, but he could have been drawn off. I'm not real sure what they're arguing about.
Officials step it off against Jake Johnson's team.
Guys, what the, artificial noise makers are not allowed. The problem is, the air horn there, I think, made our offensive line jump a little bit. I think is what Jake's upset about.
All right. 3rd and 7. Ball now at the Bulldog 38. Ashok gives to Kerr. He's around right side, puts his foot in the ground, gets north and south. Across midfield, 35, 40. Kerr cuts back. He's in the 35, starting speed, 30. And Kerr flips the field. He has a cramp on the field. And Seth Eads just picked him up and said, we ain't got time for you to be grabbing out of the
I tell you what, Kerr is so excited. We've talked about him all the time, Daniel. That was a jet sweep meant to go on the edge, on the outside. Like you said, he put his foot in the ground, cut inside the contain, cut it up, made 3 more cuts, and got to this near sideline on a play that was supposed to go the other direction. Ball and the Dogs are in business.
Ball at the Eagle 29, 1st and 10. Ashok in the gun. Has Markham behind him. 2 wide to the right, 2 wide to the left. 5 seconds on the play clock. Timeout by head coach Johnson. Wise timeout. First of the second half saves the delay game penalty. 10:04 mark of the fourth quarter. 14-6. Eagles in front. Clay County threatening.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. 10:04 mark of this fourth quarter. Clay County, 1st and 10. Ball at Eagle 29. Ashok in the gun. Here's the snap. Hand off to Markham. He's up the gut. 25, 20. Markham keeps on his feet all the way down to the Eagle 16-yard line. And the power of freshman running backs, Abbott Kern, Joseph Markham, providing the spark that Clay County needs. 1st and 10 now. Good play of the drive coming.
And we're coming with tempo. Coming with tempo, Daniel.
Ashok in the gun. Hand off to Markham. He's on the left side. 15. Keeps on his feet. Goes to the 10. Still on his feet. Cram. Knocks the man down. Goes out of bounds. Markham. A pickup of around 9. Setting up Clay County in 2nd. And what we're going to call a long 1. The ball's at the Eagle 8-yard line. Ashok in the gun. Markham behind him. Markham again gets the call. He steps his way up to the 5. Picks up the 1st down. Fresh set of downs for Clay County. They've got it 15 feet away from the Eagle end zone. First and goal. A great contingency from Salinas traveled over tonight. They're just as excited as we are to see this black and gold team driving late in this contest. The ball sets at the Eagle 5-yard line. Ashnock in the gun. Markham at his right hip. Two wide to the right, two wide to the left. Ashnock calls for motion out of Sharp. Hands to him. No, quarterback keeper. Ashnock up the gut. Picks up yardage. Barrels his way down to the Eagle 3. Pickup of 2 for Ashnock. Setting up second goal from the 3. 9 feet away from much needed points. 9 minute mark and ticking of this contest. Eagles in front, 14-6. Two wide to either side. Ashnock in the gun. Markham at the right hip of Ashnock. Calls for motion, left right out of Carson Sharp. Hands it to him on the jet sweep. Tries to get to the corner. Cuts. Northern South. Touchdown. Carson Sharp. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. New score, 14-12. As the sophomore speedster does a great job. And here we see, coming onto the field, Wesley Huff, Wesley Walker, and Will Ogletree, along with Keaton Arms. You know what's coming. Keaton Arms in the gun. Clay County going to try to punch it in. They've got to go for two here. They trail 14-12. Ashnock split wide to the left. Three fullbacks in front of Arms to his right. Here's the snap. Arms heads to the right side, hitting the backfield, keeps his feet moving. Going to be short. Short of the goal line. 14-12, however, plenty of time left in this one. 8:44, Clay County in great shape. They've just got to come up with an Eagle stop. We're going to go ahead and go to break here after the score. 8:44 remains. Clay County trails 12-14.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We're back here, 8:44 remaining. Dogs trail by two. Alec Kerr's going to kick it off from right to left from our vantage point.
Then you got to go back to that drive, 8 plays, 65 yards, and guess what? All on the ground.
Ball goes out of bounds on the kickoff. Eagles going to take over at the 35. Yeah,
all on
drive.
The ground.
You called for that, Thomas.
Broke open by the electric run by Alec Kerr.
One pass to Ogletree.
That's right. It was.
Just a little three-yarder.
That's right. Three-yard pass. Then went to the ground. Took a page out of Westmoreland, except for they don't have Alec Kerr, who can break one for 33, and they don't have Joseph Markham, who can pick up 13 and 8 at a time. And then Carson Sharp to cap it off with his speed to the corner, the three-yard touchdown, Daniel.
Thing of beauty, a thing of beauty. Now we need to see Wesley Walker, Wade Coons, John Copeland, Dalton Go, White Burks, Keaton Arms, this front seven for Clay County. Step it up a notch, dial it up to 10, and bring the pressure. First and 10, Eagles. Hodges under center, handoff to Ledoux. Picks up 5, he's hit, brought down. Dalton Gold. Dalton Gold's got the motion going. Ledoux picked up about 6, but Gold made him pay for that one, punished him.
He did, Daniel, and you know, Ledoux's a big guy, but you get Dalton Gold and Coons and them boys leaning on you, you're going to get a little timid too. So that's what this is about, kind of like I said, the battle of wills between these two fronts right here, Daniel, and I think the Dogs got the guts to win it.
Second and 4, ball at, I guess it's second and 5, actually, because the ball is at the Eagle 40. 8:08 and kicking. 10 seconds on the play clock. You know Westmoreland's going to milk it for all it's worth. Hodges under center. snaps it now with 5 seconds left on the play clock. Running back around left side. Nice defense. It's strung out for no gain.
Keaton Arms coming around the corner, almost had him for a big loss, then ran him down to the outside because of the contain of, looks like Markham and maybe, not sure who was on that side, but Keaton Arms, a freshman, running that play down from behind.
With Jimmy Burchett accompanying him over there.
Yeah.
Big play here. 3rd and 5. Clay County with an opportunity to set the Eagles up with 4th and 5 if they can hold them for no gain. Hodges can throw the ball well. Don't forget, they may go to the air. Hodges under center. Double wing set. Man in motion from right to left. Hand off to fullback. No, quarterback keeper. Hodges has the first down and more. He's finally brought down by Goad along with others. First down yardage, though, for the Eagles. 4th play of the drive coming, and they have a fresh set of downs.
Kind of looked like the veer, midline veer right there, Daniel. He just made the pull. Kind of fooled you and everybody on that one. Come around the end, picked up the first down. Huge play for the Eagles to keep this one going here as we tick down what?
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
7 minutes remain in this one. Clock is ticking. Clay County trails by 2, 12-14. Eagles with the ball at their own 47-yard line, 1st and 10. Hodges is going to go under center. Double wing set. Ledoux's the fullback behind him. Here's the snap. Hand off to a wing back. He's around left side. Crosses midfield into Bulldog territory. Tackle made.
The freshman Markham coming up on that one, Daniel.
Joseph Markham. Pick up a 5 for Westmoreland. They've done a great job here. We've done a great job of holding them to no more than 6 most of the time. But when you give up 4 to 6 each carry, that's a constant first downs over and over.
It is,
and time off the clock.
But you got to understand, we haven't give up the big play.
Yep.
They haven't busted through that second level, and that's been the freshman Jimmy Burchett, Alec Kerr, and his linebackers making sure they go to the ground.
Hodges under center, hands it off to a wing back. He gets the first down and more. Here's the big play, finally. Alec Kerr saves the touchdown. A pickup of around 25 yards for the Eagles.
Should have told me not to mention that one, Daniel.
All right. 6:01 on the clock. The tackle was made out of bounds. I believe that clock will stay stopped. The ball sets on the left hash. The Eagles drive from left to right, and it's spotted at the Bulldog 25. Dog defense looks a little tired. Of course, you've got to think
the
majority of them play offense as well.
They are tired, but like I say, the heart that these Bulldogs have, it's going to show here in the last few minutes of this game. I look for a big stop right here, maybe a turnover. These guys are going to give it their all.
Double wing set. Hodges under center, handoff to Ledoux.
Oh.
He's going to go into the end zone for an Eagle touchdown. Westmoreland goes up 20-12. Still one possession game at this point. 5:52 mark of the 4th quarter. His point after attempt, pretty big. If the Eagles can successfully kick it through, it'll be a 2-possession game. They do have a pretty good kicker.
They do.
I think he's connected on all of his attempts at this point. He's hit 2. Yeah, he's 2 of 2. Hodges to hold. Dog defense is lined up and ready. Snap, set, kicks away, and it is good. Clay County trails by 9 points. A 2-possession game. 5:52 left. Clay County has 2 timeouts. Plenty of time left to do it. They're going to have to score, come up with a stop, and score again. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back live here. Clay County Trails by 9, 12 to 21. We knew we were coming over here into a hostile environment, to a double-A school that had a great tradition and a great current team. And we have seen a good contest so far between these two squads. On special teams, the Eagles have been content to keep it away from Alec Kerr each time Clay County's took over after a Eagle score. I believe they kicked it out of bounds.
They did. That's the Kerr factor, if you will. We saw Joe Burns do the same thing. He gets late in the ball game. They don't want the ball in his hands, and I don't blame them. Hadn't had the return yards this tonight, but listen, four carries for 58 yards is what Alec Kerr has tonight.
Let's feed him some more.
Give him a touch or two, Daniel. Give him the ball.
Empty set as the Bulldogs have it first and 10 from their own 35. Got a score. Two wide to the right, three to the left. Ashok in the gun. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Has about 6 to 7 yards. Cox is going to run. Now, Clay County's going to have to play with urgency here because they have to score twice. And his 5:40 is on the clock and ticking. Every second is crucial. They break huddle, come back to the line. Ashok picked up what we'll call six. The ball is at the Bulldog 41. Second and four. Same set. Three to the left, two to the right. Ashok, quarterback keeper again. Going to have the first down as he gets across the 45 up to the 46. And the clock continues to run. Actually, they're going to stop it to reset the chains. And then the official board in. Now, here's where Clay County needs to be quick. And the clock does start to run. They're at the line. They've lost about 10 seconds so far, so not too bad. Ashok has them set. Two to the right, three to the left. Here's the snap. Ashok throws a little bubble pass to Ogletree to the left. He's got it. Brought down, though. Little to no gain. Forward progress is going to spot him around the 46, maybe the 47, waiting for the spot. Looks like they're going to give him the 47. Pick up a two, setting up second and eight. 4:45 and ticking, though. Dogs break huddle. Burks, Kerr, and Markham to the left. The Burchett cousins to the right. Ashok's in the gun, communicating to Bryson Burchett on the outside, it looks like. Now he snaps for it. Looks deep. Releases across the middle, intercepted. Trying to target Joseph Markham and Hodges, the Eagle quarterback, playing safety with interception. Very well could end all hopes for a Clay County victory here as we're down to 4:22 left in this one. Eagles going to have the football. In good field position, first and 10, somewhere around the Bulldog 44-yard line.
You know, Ashlock had come in here in the second half and connected on all three of his passes, but they were just a little out routes, a little bubble screen to the outside. First time he'd thrown the ball downfield, Daniel, and it sailed, just like it has in the first half. That one got away from him, and that's killed the Bulldogs here late in this ball game.
Ball at the Bulldog 45, 4:22 on this clock. Clay County can stop the clock twice. But it's a two-possession game. They do trail by 9, 21 to 12. Hodges under center. Double wing set. They've been in it all night. Hands off to a fullback. It's number 33. He picks up yardage before he's brought down by Jimmy Burgett. Kemp on the carry. He's had several tonight. Coach will have a pretty difficult time bringing us all those rushing stats for the Eagles during the Dairy Queen postgame show. That's coming up after this one goes final. 4 minutes now and ticking on the clock here at Eagle Stadium at Westmoreland High School. No shame in this one, Thomas, I don't think at all.
I don't either. We talked about coming in. This was probably the best team we've seen all year. You know, and I think Coach Evers can attest to this. A non-conference loss sometimes can be a good thing.
When you're undefeated on a streak.
Yeah, this game doesn't hurt anything. You know, it'd be interesting to see how this team reacts to it next week.
Jimmy Burchett with another stop. Kemp was the carrier for the Eagles. Pickup of around 7 or 8, maybe a little more. It is a first down for the Eagles. And we're down to 3.5 and ticking here in this contest. Clay County going to go to 5-1 on the season unless something miraculous happens here in the closing minutes of this contest. You know, came over here to a team that had played the likes of Livingston, who's outstanding this year, undefeated, I believe, still. Trousdale County, who dropped maybe one. They may be undefeated too. I don't know.
They did lose to Watertown early on.
Right, right. They played the class of AA, the class of 4A, and went toe-to-toe with them. So Clay County has fought with a very difficult opponent tonight and done a pretty good job with them. Scored once in the first half, once in the second half to give us our 12 points. Second and 10 after a good defensive stop by the Bulldogs there. Didn't catch the tackler.
John Copeland, who's had it quietly, had a good night on the outside, Daniel. You know, and that's what you're seeing here. You're still seeing licks laid by the Dogs. They don't quit. Don't get me wrong. They're not happy about what's going down right here. But they still got their pride, and they're still representing Clay County well here in the waning moments.
Under 2.5 to play. Hodges under center. Second 11 is actually a tackle for Hoss by Copeland. Hodges hands off to running back. He's around right side. Hit hard by Alec Kerr. Kerr with one of those patented tackles where he goes down low, doubly wraps up the defender's legs and almost splits him over his head. I wouldn't want to participate in one of those tackles by Kerr myself.
Well, he's taking full advantage of that free safety position, Daniel. There's nothing like it back there. You can see it all develop in front of you and come up and lay the lumber. You know, Curry, with his size, he don't have a whole lot of lumber to lay, but he gets every ounce of it into a tackle, and it's fun to watch.
Uses gravity to his advantage as well by tackling low. Minute 40 and ticking. 3rd and 7 for the Eagles. Ball at the Bulldog 30. Hodges under center. Hand off to number 20. He's around left side. Tackle made by Coons, accompanied by Jimmy Burson. Penalty on the field.
What I'm talking about right here, you know, we're down under 2 minutes now. Clay County could have given up and let either one of those runs go for a score here to let this one get out of hand quick. But they don't do it, Daniel. They keep battling. They keep fighting no matter the circumstances. And that's going to mean a whole lot towards the end of this season as it goes on.
One of the old sayings about the Bulldogs of yesteryear, opponents would say, you know, even you might go to Salina and win, but even if you beat the Bulldogs, you knew you'd been in the game with them. And
okay.
That's what we see again. That's exactly what you're referencing. And we have a penalty on the field, as we mentioned. We're going to step it off against the Eagles. Some type of offensive infraction. It's a moot point at this point in the game, though. Eagles are in front 21-12, minute 31 left. That clock should start running again after they set this football. We appreciate you listening in tonight and suffering through the technical difficulties we had, especially early on in the contest. We may have continued to have them. I'm not sure. We will be back at home next week, though, in the friendly confines of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, where we have excellent service and won't have any delays there, as Clay County will be taking on Pickett County in a big region contest next week. Hodges under center, 30-13. Ball at the Bulldog 35. Hands off to number 20. Colin Castile, as he goes around left side. Another tackle made by Alec Kerr. And whistles blow on the field. A timeout. First down given. Timeout taken by Clay County, I think I saw. We're going to go ahead and go to break here. Minute 20 left in this one. Clay County trails by 9, 21-12.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated carquest store.
I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
We're back here at West Point High School, minute 20 still. We had a lengthy timeout. There was a measurement on the field trying to decide how much the Eagles were short on here on fourth down. Clay County came over here and fought hard tonight. Minute 20 left. They do trail by 9, 21-12. Two-possession difference right now. It's going to be fourth and about a foot for the Eagles. So Clay County could get the ball back here if they were to stop the Eagles on this play. Take a few more shots at the end zone. Try to hang a few more points on the board. Westmoreland going to go to 4-2 if they hang on. Clay County going to go to 5-1 on the season. Nothing wrong, as we said, with coming over here fighting hard. This is the type of game that helps you prepare for the deep playoff run that these Black and Gold Bulldogs hope to make in this 2019 season. Playing a good opponent. You know, if we want to make a good push into the maybe the second, even the third round in the playoffs, then we'll have to meet the likes of another good Region 4A foe in round two, and probably the likes of the South Pittsburgh Pirates in round three. So definitely when you talk about the potential of having a season that gets to that point of meeting somebody to the caliber of the Pirates, you want to have participated in this contest.
Well, it's a very similar attack, very similar size of team. Not quite sure if Westmoreland can even be on the field with South Pittsburgh, but, you know, this is a similar, very close to what you're going to see out of South Pittsburgh, just a step above with speed and athletic ability.
Probably the big difference, yes. I think Westmoreland just as physical, just as big, but not hardly as fast. So we did see a first down pickup there for Westmoreland, and then they've got victory formation. They've taken a knee, and it looks to me like the play clock is 1 second ahead of the game clock. They shouldn't have to snap another one, but I think they're going to for good measure. And this one is going to go final. As Hodges takes the 15 seconds remain. Clay County going to go to 5-1 on the season. They'll be back at home next week to face the Piggy County Bobcats back in Region 4A play. Nothing to be ashamed of here in Westmoreland High School as the buzzer sounds and the Dogs do fall to the hometown Westmoreland Eagles by a final score of 21-12. Stay with us for the Dairy Queen postgame show.
Coming up, the Deep View postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your postgame hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County losers tonight, 21-12 against the Westmoreland Eagles. Good football game. Started off slow, and it was kind of slow-paced throughout. Both teams really good. Clay County just got a little worn down, honestly, in the second half. The larger Eagles kind of imposed their will on a couple of long drives that chewed up a lot of time there during the third and fourth quarters. But hard-fought effort by the Black and Gold. Thomas, go back to the start of the thing and kind of tell them how it unfolded.
Well, Clay County, as they always do, they got off the bus hot. First drive, 4 plays, and they were in the end zone on a Keaton Arnes 5-yard touchdown to make it 6-0 with just less than 2 minutes gone in the ball game. And then it was kind of back and forth until right at the end on a fumble. Westmoreland got good field position and stuck it in from about the 2-yard line, I think, and got the PAT, made it 7-6, 8:27 left in the first half. And then Clay County went on another march, but got down inside the red zone or right outside of it and turned it over on downs. And then Sharp, with his first interception of the night, gave him another chance before the half, but Clay County just stalled. We went to the air, misfired. Nothing doing in the first half. Your halftime score. First time this season, Clay County trailed 7-6. And then the second half, Sharp, another interception on Westmoreland's opening drive, where I think they had it 12 or 15 plays, were threatening to score, and Sharp turned them back. And that was the momentum. But we went 3-and-out again, Daniel, and had to punt. And Westmoreland made it with a 10-yard touchdown after another long drive. Made it 14-6, and you thought things were getting out of hand and getting out of hand pretty quick because there's just nothing Clay County could do to stop that run game of the Eagles, was there?
Well, Ledoux, a big senior fullback. Hodges, a senior quarterback. Other guys they handed off to, upperclassmen, pretty solid across the front. Defense played good, you know. Didn't give up a big play until the final Eagle drive, really, but they kept bending, they kept bending, they kept bending. They never really broke, but yeah, they got worn down.
They did, and it was 14-6 at the beginning of the fourth, but they didn't quit, Daniel. Clay County responded behind Alec Kerr. The big play by him, a 33-yarder cutback run. He did it all on that one, Daniel, to set it up. And then the other freshman, Joseph Markham, had 3 big runs. And Carson Sharp,
yeah,
the sophomore, finished off the 8-play, 65-yard answer from 3 yards out on a jet sweep. 2-point conversion was no good, and Clay County had a chance to tie it up. They just couldn't do it. But they only trailed 14-12 with 8:44 to go in this ball game. So a huge response from the Clay County offense when they dug down deep to get that, Daniel, and really a lot of teams would have folded at that point.
I agree. That was a really exciting moment. That was the drive we needed to see. And Westmoreland knew that, hey, we can't let them dig back in it. And Clay County did, even though they were a little bit outsized by the Eagles. Westmoreland, no doubt, probably throwing more bodies onto the field than we were. You know, we probably play 14 to 15 kids, and there's not a lot of breaks. We talked about that. So a great job that deep in the game for them to man up and drive it down the field.
It was, but Westmoreland closed the door on the ensuing possession. They just imposed their will on Clay County, a defense, a smaller school that got a little tired. You didn't see them hanging their heads or huffing and puffing with their hands on their knees. They were giving it their all, and they just didn't have it in the tank at that time. And Westmoreland drove it down, made it 21-12, and that was pretty much your ball game.
That was it. Two-possession game at that point. Clay County playing tough. We're going to go ahead, and, Coach, do you want to give Eagle stance before the break or after? Give you the option.
Daniel, I'm flexible. We can do it whenever. We'll just go ahead and do it, though, if you want to, while we're here on the air. Big second half for the Eagles, obviously. For the game, 45 rushes, 226 total yards. Second half, 178 of those came in the second half. Average 6 yards per carry. Right there in the second half. Yeah. That, I mean, if you're watching the game, that's exactly what you saw. Yeah. They were led by the big senior, Tyson LeLuc, had 13 carries for 78 yards and scored all three touchdowns for the Eagles. Through the air, they only threw one pass the second half. They were, junior quarterback Riker Hodges, 4 of 5 for the game with 31 yards, threw 2 picks. But in the end, those 2 picks didn't matter very much.
Why did you let me call him a senior all night? He was a junior. You're right.
Well, I enjoy it when you make mistakes, Daniel. It doesn't happen often, but it gives us something to talk about on the way home.
We're going to play one more ad, come back, give the Bulldog stats and the TDS top performer one final budget pest control scoreboard update, then sign off. Stay with us.
You're listening to the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
We're back here on the Dairy Queen Post Game Show for the final time. Thomas, Bulldog stats.
Clay County racked up a total of 253 yards on 53 plays, Daniel. 33 rushes for 181 yards and the 2 touchdowns. Ashlock was 7 for 20 for 72 yards and the 1 interception late in the ball game. In the rushing column, Ogletree carried 5 times for 16 yards. Sharp carried two times for 3 yards, or for 0 yards actually, but had the 3-yard touchdown, lost 3, and then gained a 3-yard touchdown. Markham had 4 carries for 26 yards. Keaton Arms, the freshman, had 5 carries for 10 yards. Jake Ashlock, out of that empty set, ran 13 times for 71 yards. And then Alec Kerr had 4 carries for 58 yards. Offensively, receiving, Ogletree, 4 catches for 60 yards, including that big 47-yarder early on. I'm pretty sure that came on the first drive to set up Keaton Arms.
The screen pass, it did.
Keaton Arms is... touchdown. New Virtue 1 for 4, Arms 1 for 3, and Markham 1 catch for 5 yards. Defensively, Ogletree had 4 stops. Wade Coons had a big night, Daniel. He had 6 stops, a forced fumble, recovered that fumble, and a tackle for loss. We also had Joseph Markham had 4 stops. Carson Sharp, 3 tackles and the 2 interceptions. Great night for him. And Keaton Arms, 4 tackles, a fumble recovery, and a sack. Wyatt Burks, a senior, four tackles of TFL and a forced fumble. Goad had six stops tonight. Jimmy Burchett had six over the top. John Copeland had four and a tackle for loss. Bryson Burchett, one stop, and the senior Wesley Walker, one. And there's one I haven't mentioned. He was the leading tackler tonight, Daniel, with nine tackles and also a big night on the offensive side. And I'll let you do the introduction, and then we'll finish it off.
Well, Thomas, before I do that, did you mention Carson's two interceptions?
I did. Okay. Two interception night for Carson.
I zoned out. I'm sorry. TDS, top performer time. Young man had a great night, the fifth, technically. What's going to be a lot more for freshman Alec Kerr. Folks, he is the most explosive, the most elusive.
He brings you to your feet. Every dynamic. Time he touches the ball.
Most dynamic.
He's
only played six of, at least 40 games that he's going to play as a Bulldog, and he's just going to get better and better. Offensively, he touched it four times, had 58 yards. That's 14.8 or something to carry. He's the one that sparked them. They had it third and eight after a big penalty, third and seven. He sticks his foot on the ground in the jet sweep, sees a little crease, weaves his way in between a couple Westmoreland Eagles, picks up around 35, flips the field, basically sets up that touchdown. Defensively, we were so impressed watching him. You alluded to it, Thomas, how aggressive he is. You've got a freshman that, I don't know, maybe he weighs 130 pounds. He's not a real big kid.
Maybe.
But he plays huge. He would fly from that high safety position back there and just punish those running backs. And you know that's taking a toll on his body as he's doing it. But he still, on the last play of the game, is going as hard as he is on the first play.
He did, and he ended up with nine tackles on the night, Daniel. I talked about it in the keys of the game. I thought he'd be key to stopping the big play. But listen, he made some, 4 and 5 yards down the field. Yeah. It wasn't just that he was saving a breakaway run by running them down from behind. The kid comes up and lays the lumber, just like we said. And another thing he does, he finishes runs. Though he's got speed and cutback ability and elusiveness and he's dynamic, like Coach said, if he knows he's in a corner, he lowers the shoulder and he finishes the run. So just a true football player, Alec Kerr is, and well-deserving of the TDS top performer with the 58-yard rushing on four carries, a 14.5-yard average, and the nine tackles tonight. Alec Kerr, the freshman.
The TDS top performer, and it is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Final segment of the show, Coach Edwards, Budget Pest Control Scoreboard Update.
Fourth quarter, White County 13, York 13.
Wow.
South Pitt, Red Mink, both 5-0, in a lightning delay.
Oh, really?
It's the last update we got. But,
no wonder Mr. Everett was listening to us.
Yeah, I have no score on that. So, finals, Trousdale County 28, Macon County 0. East Robertson 30, Joe Burns 0. Coalfield 38, Gordonsville 14. Monterey 42, Jackson County 18. Livingston Academy 38, Smith County 7.
Wow.
Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control, putting pests under arrest for over 22 years.
Clay County drops the first contest of this 2019 season. They go to 5-1 on the year. Not derailed, just a little bit of a hiccup here against the great Westmoreland Eagle team. They're going to go back home to John Teeples Field next week in Salina, take on the Piggott County Bobcats, where they're sure to get back on track. For Rob Edwards and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.